and welcome to episode 52 of What's This Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
That scared me. I don't know why I said it so loud.
Oh, you got scared?
It sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
Hello, children.
I don't remember that movie.
Oh, I watched it a lot when I was younger. I think we had like 6 movies on VHS up in New Hampshire, so like we would watch the same movies over and over again. So that's why I knew certain ones more than others.
I had younger siblings, so I would watch whatever they wanted to watch over and over again.
They didn't want to watch Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
That's not a bad film.
I watched Jungle to Jungle a lot.
Me too. I hated that movie.
I loved it. I picked it. That was before I had siblings.
Siku?
Yeah. Cat piss.
Cat piss, yeah. Does that mean cat piss?
In this made up language, it does.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't. I don't know. I don't really remember it that much.
Tim Allen.
I don't really know what the plot was. I guess because the kid just causes a ruckus in the city because he's a jungle person.
So two civilized people have a kid who becomes an uncivilized person.
Well, the mom goes over to like Africa or whatever.
Why does the kid have to be uncivilized?
The mom was eventually. She grew up with the tribe, that's why.
Yeah, but she was still a civilized person. She was still a part of, like she knew how to. When he went to get the kid, she was still wearing regular clothes. She wasn't wearing tribal clothes.
No, I think she was wearing tribal clothes.
Well, I'm going to have to look into this. I would never understand.
He grew up in like a tribe. How would he know how to be normal if he didn't grow up in that society?
She went over there observing this tribe.
No, she lived there.
To observe them.
She was in the tribe.
She wasn't in the tribe.
Oh, you think you're remembering it wrong. I remember, wasn't it like Susan Sarandon or something or whatever, one of those persons?
Quite possibly.
And she was wearing like a loincloth thing.
Now that I don't remember.
I guess not. She's not wearing weird. Why would she be wearing normal clothes and then her kid just wears a loincloth everywhere? That wouldn't make any sense.
It means
she would come back eventually.
We're going to look this up and we're going to tell you about it the next time.
No, probably not. We always say we're going to do something next time and then we don't anyway, so too bad.
Yeah.
Today we're going to do a Halloween episode and we're going to do nothing to do with Disney. So if you want to skip it, I guess you can.
No, don't fucking skip it.
Hey, they already listened this far, so that's a listen, right?
I don't know how the stats work. I don't really care.
I don't care. I don't care how many people listen to our show. So I guess it's what's uni today, huh?
What's uni?
What's uni? What's umi? Chicken?
It's not universal.
Universal. What's una? Una.
Universal? Yeah. I mean, I guess unity. It's spelt universal.
Uni. Unique. New York.
What?
So we're going to do some Halloween stuff. So
heck yeah.
Before we start the videos, let's discuss Salem in October.
Oh, you went right into it.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be like, well, we live in Salem. So, I mean, let's discuss what it's been like for us so far.
Now everyone knows where we live.
Yeah, I think we've discussed this before.
We actually want to do a meetup here, but I think we're going to do it in the May time. Because
we'll figure that out.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you don't want me to talk about it in the meantime?
No, we can talk about it. I just don't think May is the best time for it because everything's closed.
If it is, but if it isn't, then it's way better than going in September or October because it's a shit show here.
That's legit.
Yeah. So if anyone's thinking about going to Salem for Halloween or anywhere around there, don't. No, I'm just kidding. You can. We have some suggestions if you want to discuss. You can message us or whatever. But we've been like walking around. We go from our house right to downtown Salem. We only walk. It's like a 20-minute walk, maybe less. Right?
Right. Yeah, 15. It always feels short.
And we try to check out the new stuff. They put in a lot of restaurants. We just recently went to Boston Burger Company.
Yes, very good.
Has really good burgers, like a ton of different kinds with all these toppings on them and stuff. And then they have these shakes that look like the Planet Hollywood ones or whatever the hell.
Very fancy, very like exquisite. They look gourmet-ish.
Yes, and even the buns were very good.
One of them had like a slice of pumpkin pie on it or something.
Oh, the shakes, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I want to try that October one. Had like candy corn all over
it. Yeah, that's cool that they're seasonal too. They have a seasonal one.
I know, we should try all the seasonal. I don't know if they do one every season. Of course they do one for October in
Salem.
You're
going to have to do one. But I mean, they'll probably do a turkey one for...
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm not going to eat that. But
maybe cranberry.
Or pecan.
Or pecan, yeah. I mean,
pecan.
There's a pie. I mean, obviously Christmas will be some type of mint.
Ugh,
peppermint.
I hate peppermint. I don't want any mint stuff. Like mint chocolate chip, like that doesn't make any sense. Well, actually, mint chocolate chip ice cream is not bad. But
mint chocolate
hot chocolate
chip is
with
fine.
Mint.
No, thank you. Mm-mm. Keep that to yourself.
Nope. So we have that. We tried that. It was really good. And they have like, nice Salem decor in there. I guess
it looks really cool in there.
Yeah. During the months of September and October, we also have Character Palooza on the main street of Salem. where we have a bunch of Halloween-ish people.
Yep. I mean, who have we seen so far? We've seen
Frankenstein's with like a mummy and Bride of Frankenstein, but the mummy and Bride of Frankenstein are just like dummies.
Right. And Frankenstein is sitting in a...
like electric chair.
An electric
thing.
Chair because he's...
Yeah, and it lights up and stuff.
Yeah.
These are people that you know, same as New York, you tip a dollar and you take a picture with them or whatever.
Right. But it's just, we only have to deal with it 1 month.
Yeah. And we haven't done it, but I kind of want to just take pictures with them just to...
You sneak pictures.
No, but I want, if I'm taking a picture with them, I will give them a dollar.
Yeah, we'll toss them a buck.
Like, I don't mind that people do that. It's not that they're affecting me because they don't come up to me and like bother me. They're just standing there, and if you want to take a picture, you do. And if these people are trying to make a living and not bother people, I will give them a dollar for that gladly. I mean, right. It's a dollar.
They only come out during Halloween,
only if they
too.
Have the good costume too. If you're just sitting there with like a zombie mask on or something, it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
The best one by far is Count Orlok.
Yeah, he looks great. And Nosferatu. His voice sounds great, too. Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't know what his voice is supposed to sound like.
That's another thing. If you're doing character acting on top of that, like there's one guy down there who is judging people on being witches. So whenever you walk by, he's like, oh, ma'am, who did your hair? It won't get you out of the, you know.
Yeah, he said
I don't know how to improv on that.
He goes, you are the devil. And then before she could say anything, he went, either way, it's still a crime.
Yeah. It's like, and one girl went up to him today and was like, oh, it's her birthday. And he goes, oh, that won't get you free this day. He just wants to take everyone in as a witch. So.
She also didn't know her own name.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What's your name?
But I like that. And I think there's a magician down there. There's a zombie or like a mummy or something. Oh, there's Michael Myers.
Yep, there's Michael and there's Jason.
Jason's usually there.
I haven't seen a Freddy.
Jinx. Yeah, I haven't seen a Freddy.
You shouldn't jinx someone on a podcast.
Oh, shit. That's not good. This probably won't record now. Oh, well.
All right.
So there's all that. There's a ton of haunted houses. We'll probably, if the haunted houses are open for the meetup time, we'll do that. If there's not a lot, we'll probably have to move it to fall. But there's a pirate museum, a witch dungeon, a witch something or
house.
Other house. There's a witch fucking everything. There's witch covens. There's a shit ton of places where you can go and get your palm read or a tarot reading or a psychic valuation or psychologist or whatever the fuck they have in there.
There's actually an altar too, like a pagan altar that you can go and
oh yeah
do prayers.
You can go to the Satanic Temple.
The Satanic Temple is here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Baphomet.
What else is there to do down there? There's a cinema, which is really old, but it's really quaint and cheap.
They're doing the history of Halloween.
Oh, yeah. We're actually going to go Tuesday. We're going to see the history of Halloween in 3D.
And
it's only like 35 minutes.
Something about 1692.
In 1692, yeah. It's like another short film.
That's Salem.
So it's about witches, I guess, right?
Yeah, probably.
1692, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Nope, that was 1492.
So 200 years later, we had witches.
I mean, we had witches before then,
should be coming every 200 years then.
But mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. So we haven't really done anything. There's a nightmare gallery of like old movie props and stuff.
Count Orlok's, and right now they're celebrating Goosebumps too.
Yeah,
so they have
the
dummy, which was really cool.
So I don't know if we'll go in there this time. I really want to go in with like a group of people, but maybe we'll just check it out beforehand.
That's a good idea.
What else do we have?
There's Frankenstein's Castle.
Yep, I've never done that either.
When I was younger, there was a place called Dracula's Castle.
I've never been there either.
And recently we did it's not there anymore, but recently we did the parade.
Yeah. Yep. We did the Haunted Happenings parade.
They were the most terrifying thing of the parade.
What?
The Dracula's Castle.
Oh, yeah. The ones in the cloaks or whatever?
Yeah. They were like real witches and stuff.
I know.
Stuff.
They looked creepy.
Used to be very frightened by them.
They are creepy. The parade's nice. It's the first Thursday in October, if anyone's planning to go next year. It's a lot of like local like schools and stuff, which isn't that fun. But then they had a ton of Hocus Pocus decorations.
Yeah, I still don't understand it.
The national, what's it called? The forest people. What are they called?
The park rangers.
Park rangers. They made a huge Bette Midler, like dressed as a park ranger.
Winifred.
And had her. Yeah, they had her like. Yeah, why did I say Bette Midler?
Because, I mean, she is Bette Midler.
Yeah, but she was dressed like a park trooper or whatever, and they were like moving her legs. It was like Mardi Gras float. The rest were just, and there's always a Ghostbusters car, but for some reason it was led by the three women this time, and they were playing shitty music, so I assume that they went with the Ghostbusters more recent, and then the good Ghostbusters were behind it, but they're like real working
and,
blah, blah, blah.
And thing. Like a Fiat or some shit.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, okay, I guess you showed up. Why would you not play the Ghostbusters song on repeat?
I don't know.
The parade's only like an hour long, maybe?
I'd say 30 minutes. There was a lot of gaps in between.
Yeah, you couldn't listen to that song for that whole time?
I could. When I was...
That pissed me off.
When I was in middle school, we played that song. That was the one song we just played at the entire time we were walking.
I know, that's what I thought the marching bands were going to play, and I don't think they... Oh, one did.
Yeah,
one
did play. It was probably the middle school one.
Yeah. The other ones played fucking, I don't know, and then the Scottish, what's it called, players. What's that Scottish?
Bagpipe?
Yeah, it's bagpipes.
Yeah, you're not really sure what anything is right now.
I know, I can't think of names. I'm also bleeding because I cut my, like, I picked off something, I don't know.
That's all right.
It's fine, I'll be fine. So, what else to do? There's a new place called Ledger, which we haven't been to. It's like a gourmet restaurant, and I've heard of great things. They have a changing menu with fresh items. It kind of looks like...
they focus food. Fresh. It's, yeah. Looks phenomenal.
It looks like food like either from the Wave or like California Grill. And it's about the pricing of California Grill, maybe a little less, like $35 to $50 an entree.
Yeah, probably.
And they look like they have amazing desserts, appetizers. So I think when we do the meetup, we might do that for dinner since it's kind of Disney-esque.
Yeah.
Another place is the Salem Hotel, which is perfect for people staying here.
Oh, Hotels, the rooftop.
Hotel Salem, that's what it is. Yeah, they have a rooftop bar. They have a restaurant in the bottom, which looks like the Contemporary completely, which we haven't ate at yet, but...
I don't... What do you mean it looks like the Contemporary?
It has like shapes on the walls and stuff that remind me of the Contemporary inside.
It's
like
got
the decor.
It's got like that old-fashioned lighting, though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It kind of looks like
every
steampunk lighting.
That. Yeah, that too. But it looks Contemporary inside.
It does.
And they have actually hotel rooms there that are, I looked at the prices, they're like really cheap,
very
like $120
reasonable.
Or something for like a queen bed. So if anyone's looking to stay in Salem, probably not in October or it's probably just sold out. But if you're looking to come up here anytime, I'd go there first because it's literally in the middle of everything. You can walk to everything.
There's three main hotels and then a bunch of inns.
Yeah, there's Hawthorne Hotel and then
Waterfront.
Yeah, Waterfront. And then there's little bed and breakfasts and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
those are everywhere.
Yeah. It's really not that expensive to stay here. The most you're going to pay to get is getting here, probably.
Yeah, like I wouldn't stay out of town either.
No,
because
no.
you want to be
you
somewhere
be
where
walking.
You can walk around, yeah.
Because anything outside, of, I mean, and Salem Depot's right there. You can take the train into Boston. It'll bring you to the North End for like $11 round trip. So that's good. Anything else you want to talk about for now?
Well, we did the Bazaar Bazaar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bazaar Bazaar we went to today. It was fucking not bizarre at all.
It was crowded.
It was crowded. That was it. There was just a bunch of craft tables, jewelry. I don't know. They sell like Salem shit and like witchcraft shit. Nothing I was ever interested in.
Yeah. We were going too fast, but there wasn't a lot of stuff that seemed
very
interesting.
There was some food, fried dough.
Yeah,
fried
a lot of street foods. A lot of street foods.
Arepas are everywhere, apparently. Don't know why.
Yeah, for squeezed lemonade.
Oh, and things to do for alcohol. Notch Brewery is here, which is amazing. They always have good beer.
Yeah.
And you can sit there. You can bring in food, too. If you get takeout somewhere, you can eat food there and have beer.
Yes, Far From the Tree Cider also does that.
Yeah, Far From the Tree hard cider is really good. Like, every time I've gone there, I like the cider that I get.
They got ectoplasm right now.
Oh, yeah. For September and October, they do ectoplasm cider. And they're doing a frozen one right now.
Yeah.
Slushy. I really want to go and try it.
We should
split one or something because... Oh, another bar is Bit Bar, which has an arcade in. What?
There's so much.
I know. I forgot. So Bit Bar has a ton of local drafts. The food is eh. I haven't had anything that good. They do have a venison
The
burger.
Chicken tenders?
Oh, the chicken tenders are bomb.
They
Get
were
the chicken
so good.
Tenders. They have a venison burger that has donuts as a bun, but I'm not willing to try that. I mean, I am, but I don't want to pay $16
right.
or whatever for
and
it.
And I'll beat any one of you at Burger Time.
Burger Time, yeah. And there's pinballs in the back, and there's a, like, you know, Turtles arcade.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles, Mortal Kombat.
Star Wars,
all the classic
Atari,
games are there.
Yeah,
NBA
cool.
Jam.
And they have outdoor seating if you want to sit there.
And they usually have rotational flights.
Drafts and stuff, yeah. They had ciders last time we went. It was really good. Anything else for that? I don't think there's any other bars that really need to hit. There's also a
there's
if
like
you
pizza
wanna,
shops and
if
stuff.
If you want to go a little outside of downtown, there's a speakeasy called Deacon Giles, and they make their own rum there, and it's amazing.
They make their own everything there.
A vodka, absinthe, and they make the best drinks.
October is absinthe season there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they just put out a new one.
Oh, yeah. The bartenders and the owners are so nice. They'll talk to you all night. There's board games there. They have retro pie nights that you can play old Nintendo or emulator games.
Oh, yeah. That's why we got one, basically.
Yep. They have trivia nights. So just check out these Facebook pages if you ever plan on coming up here, and just look at the events. I mean, Salem hauntedhappenings.com or something.
There's literally 50 events like every day in October.
Yep. The cinema's doing Fright Nights or Horror Fest or something. Yep. They showed Toxic Avenger, which we missed, but they have like Rosemary's Baby.
But they're doing
Rocky Horror, they do at least twice a month.
Yep, they're doing Creature from the Black Lagoon. Doing all the old Universal movies. So that's perfect.
Yep, the actors are coming too. Kane Hodder was meeting in the museum. He's Michael, right? Or is he Freddy?
No, Jason.
He's Jason.
He's played a couple different characters.
He's Jason and the Hostel guy. Not Hostel. The Hatchet guy.
Right, Hatchet.
I forget that guy's name.
Yeah, me too.
Victor Crowley?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
We watched
it on the cruise and he was there. So I was like, we've already kind of met him. We didn't take a picture with him or anything, but he's a nice guy. He's like super gay.
Very cool.
Like super awesome. So he was meeting the creature from the Black Lagoon was meeting this week, actually. We might go see that on Wednesday.
Although he's old now.
I know, and he doesn't wear them unless he has a mask with him.
If he's it's not like wearing he the played, mask, I don't want to see him. Yeah.
It's like same with Kane Hodder. It's like he's a nice guy, but I mean, his build is more like, you know, Jason.
Yeah, he's a big guy, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm getting it right? He's not Michael, right?
I don't know who he is.
I think he's Jason.
I really hope I'm not saying it.
No,
so he wasn't any of the main...
He was either Michael or Jason.
No, he was in sequels, though.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He's not the original.
He was the original one.
He's the original Victor Crowley. That's
right,
I think
right,
it.
Right, yeah. Those movies actually weren't that bad. They're satirical, so they're funny. Hatchet.
Right.
And they did a night where you could meet... what's her face?
Elvira.
Vampirina. Yeah, Elvira.
Not Vampirina. Isn't she from Disney Channel?
Yeah. Elvira did a panel sort of thing where you had to pay $50 to go to it and $150 if you wanted to meet her. So we didn't do it, but that's cool if you're into horror movie stuff. They have a lot more going on now than they ever did before.
It's crazy.
I know. It's so crowded.
Like
too.
Being down there today, I was like, this is nuts. It's only, what is today? The 7th?
I know.
I know.
Right. We have all month.
And they have a carnival too. It's not set up yet, but they have a carnival closer to Halloween.
If anyone does come for Halloween, we do walk down on Halloween just to check it out and walk around. There's not much to do, but just to see the crowds with people in costumes and stuff is pretty fun.
Right.
And there's live music at like 6 different outdoor venues. So there
is a lot to do on Halloween, but everything is more expensive and crowded.
You can't go to a bar without paying $50 a cover.
They jack up. Yeah, every bar has a cover charge.
Yeah, they do have a beer garden, which is cheaper, but you just have to stand outside in a tent.
Yeah.
It's not that fun. What else was I going to say? Something else. One more thing. Shit.
Was it about horror movies?
You got me off track. Oh, and last thing, if you need parking down there, if you're going for a day, you can park at the Salem MBTA train station for $2 on the weekends.
Get there early, though.
14 hours, yeah. 700 parking spaces, so just so you know. If anyone needs any suggestions, though, just let us know. Oh, and the best pizza place ever in Salem is Flying Saucer. And they have this like geek stuff everywhere. There's Star Wars, Futurama.
Yeah, all the pizzas are named after. Yep. Like, this Mars Attacks is the best pizza I've ever had.
Superhero names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
The Admiral Akbar, which has clam chowder on it.
Yep.
That was good. But they do, like, pizzas of the day. They have good drinks. They have good desserts now.
And everything there is local, too, so you can't actually, like, you can't buy Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
It's
whatever soda
stuff
is around here. Yeah.
Soda. And they have like slice of the day for like $2.
Yeah, and it's always innovative.
There's rarely a place I can find where you can just get a pizza slice and then leave. So I like that.
A pizza slice, and they have something called a PB&J.
What's that?
Which is a pizza slice.
Beer.
Yeah, okay. So pizza, beer, and
juice.
Jameson.
Oh, ugh.
It's you get a slice of pizza.
A shot of Jameson.
A Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, that's gross.
And a shot of Jameson.
If that's your thing.
It's blech. Cheap, too. It's like
Jameson doesn't taste too bad, but I don't like Pepsi. And I can't like take shots of anything, pretty much. I'd be drunk.
Oh, you can sip it.
Ew, that'd be worse. It's so burny.
Burny.
All right, so anything else you want to talk about? We're probably going to do another Halloween episode next. Well, this month
will be Halloween-y, probably.
Yeah, we like to do that.
That was super informational. The travel agent in you really came out right there.
I just want people to know that Salem is accessible and there is stuff to do here if anyone wants to come. I mean, I know a lot of people like Halloween, and coming from a small town, there's not much to do on Halloween when you get older. So
Did you ever experience Salem Halloween growing up?
No, I always trick-or-treated in my neighborhood. And then when I was too old, we would just walk around our neighborhood and put shaving cream on people and stuff. That's it.
Oh, that sucks.
I know, it's boring. I mean, it's fun, but like, it's, what do you do after you're just like sitting there? You're not getting drunk because you're like 16.
Oh, so that's why, like, to me, this is...
not a big deal.
It's normal, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. If I went somewhere and it wasn't like this, I'd be like, what is this?
Like, when we were in New Orleans and we went out, I just felt left out when we went back to the hotel because I'm like, this is Halloween night. You should be doing something, right?
Yeah, there wasn't anything to... It didn't feel special.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't Halloween night, was it?
Yeah, it was. The right before the cruise, we went for Halloween. And I actually had to go home because we got sick from the... I got sick from the drink.
Yeah.
But it was not fun anyways. It was people in costumes. It was like Salem, but like lame. And and people are homeless and smoking everywhere. It's like, great.
It was everyone couldn't control themselves.
Yeah, everyone's way over drunk by like 9.
You don't get that here.
They were throwing up in the streets.
You get some people like that, yeah. But most people aren't.
I mean, you can't even, what are you going to do, bring like 6 bags of alcohol with you? I mean, if you're doing that, just stay home.
And there's no public drinking in Salem.
And there's no public bathrooms really either, so what are you going to do?
Here?
Yeah. There is now, but.
Well, yeah.
Like if people, I don't know, people just didn't, I'd never seen that many people get drunk. I drank on Halloween night in Salem a few times and I never got like super drunk and takes no alcohol from me at all. So I don't
That's
know.
True.
It doesn't seem like people do that as much up here.
So was your first Halloween in Salem the one with me?
No. I think I'd gone in high school, like senior year.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. That's what I was asking. Like, had you ever done it growing up?
Okay. So 1 year in high school, like my senior year, that's when I drank down there. And then the year after that, I think I drove down with my friends or something, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't, Oh, maybe that was even the same year.
Like,
probably.
Yeah, I've been doing that since I was like in middle school.
I just like, same when we were in Vegas, it was like we walked around, and it was nothing going on.
Vegas was a real disappointment for Halloween.
There was one haunted place or something. It was like $60 and we didn't do it because it's just not, I don't even like haunted houses.
No, because
like real ones, like I don't like them.
Oh, I remember the one you were talking about. It was on like the second floor of a Walgreens or something.
Yeah, I know. I was like, nah, I'm all set. We did Absinthe on Halloween night.
Absinthe was really good.
That was
a great
really
show.
Good show.
Is it down there anymore? Uh-huh. I don't even think it is.
No, I know.
That's the problem with
shame.
Vegas is everything is gone.
Everything changes. Britney's there. Britney Spears.
Yeah, who cares?
I would go see Britney Spears. Just to say I did. All right, so that's our Halloween spiel, I guess.
Goddamn,
we'll
spiel.
Be in New York the weekend before it, too, and I don't see that much happening for Halloween stuff in New York. We might be able to go see a Nightmare Before Christmas event, but depends if the tickets go on sale and how much it is, blah, blah, blah. So that's it for Halloween-y stuff. If anyone has like stuff they want to send in, we could talk about or have
someone
on.
Yeah, we'd love
to. Yeah, I like talking about Halloween. It's probably one of my favorite holidays, if not the favorite. But yeah. Again, I don't. That's the one thing I don't like haunted houses. Like, I don't like.
You don't like to be scared.
Like,
do you remember the maze in Danvers?
I hated the maze so much. Literally, we got to the middle of it and it was all fog. You couldn't move. And we waited until the people behind us caught up to us and we're like, we have no idea where to go.
Yeah,
like,
it was Connor's phone.
You just had to walk into the fog and figure it out.
And those people are so unhelpful.
Ugh. They were like, oh, I don't know either. Great. Thanks. It sucked.
Yeah. It did.
There wasn't even people jumping out at us the whole time either. It was just a spooky maze.
Right.
It was just spooky. There was like a trailer that we went in through, like where people had like been murdered or something, but no one was in there. It was just banging noises and stuff.
No, that might be the one when we went to New Hampshire.
No, that was the one at Connor's farm. There was like a little trailer we went through to get to the maze.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that's it.
And then we did New Hampshire too. And then we did at Connor's farm, we did... like the paintball?
The zombie paintball, yeah.
That was weak.
Yeah, that was dumb. My gun didn't even work.
I know, that
sucks. Fucking pointless. But yeah, Spooky World used to be up here and all that shit. I don't do that. I've never done Halloween Horror Nights, which is what we're going to talk about today. But I don't know. I just can't see like spending $200 to do maybe 4 houses because you wait in like 3-hour lines too.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I don't have patience
now
for
if,
that to do something I really don't want to do.
Is there like a season pass or something for this? Or do
for
you
Halloween
have,
Horror Nights?
Yeah.
No, you have to pay each time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like if you have a season pass to the regular ones, do you get
a
discount
know a
or something?
Cast member or something, you can get in. But no, yeah, you can't. You get discount tickets if you have an annual pass, but that's it.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
I know. And you can buy the express pass for the night too, which is extra.
Okay. So that's what it is. There is a way to skip the lines.
Yeah.
But it's still getting money.
Money, money, money.
But at Disney, the Mickey's Not So Scary, I mean, you have to pay full price no matter what, right?
Right.
Even if you have an annual pass?
No, you can get a discount on annual pass. Depends. Some nights aren't. Actually, I don't know if some nights are in discount and others aren't. I don't know. It's crazy. It's still expensive. It's only like $5 off. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I did Universal training recently, too, that helped me. If anyone wants to book a Universal, even if you want a night or two, I found out if you buy your park tickets through me, you can get a perk that you won't buy. You won't get buying tickets either at the park or ahead of time on Universal's website.
And what's that?
You can get into the park an hour earlier than everyone else.
That's cool.
Yeah. You get that perk with hotel stays, too. But if you want to just buy tickets from me, you can get that hour extra.
Does that work if you were just like... Like, say you and me are like, let's go to Universal today on a Disney trip. Does it still work? Or would you have to do it like the day before?
I can like order them online, and I don't know if you can pick them up at the, like one of the hotels or something, or at the box like office. Call? Yeah, you might be able to do that. I don't suggest anyone do that to me. I want you to buy it ahead of time.
Well, I'm saying you and I.
Yeah. Well, we can get free tickets once I do my Universal training.
You can.
No, I get two.
Oh.
Now, Universal's awesome. Disney doesn't give me, well, Disney gives me a 10-day pass.
Is it a full park, both parks, or is it...
Oh, yeah, I think it's a park hopper. I don't think it... Oh, it might even be Volcano Bay now.
Oh.
That would be sweet.
That would be sick.
Next trip, when we do... All right. Honestly, probably our next Disney trip's going to be for Illuminations. I don't think we're going to get down there before.
Right.
Due to financial reasons. But I think I want to do a water park one day and do mini golf, like, right after it. Like, try one of the mini golf courses. And then we can do, like, Disney Springs at night or something.
Now, do you want to do a Blizzard Beach or a...
That's a tough question. Maybe we should put it out to a vote.
Well, to the people?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we can do that. I can set something up for that. But
we don't need to do that.
That's
now.
way in the future.
What?
Oh, fuck.
What
but,
about?
But there are certain rides, like, I'm sure you wouldn't like the ones where... Well, like the giant slide where the floor pops
I do.
Out.
I think I'm going to do it. No, not the pop. No, that doesn't happen.
Not pops out, but like it just drops out from you.
I don't think it does that.
That doesn't happen then?
That does on the cruise. I don't know if it does it at Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon.
Oh, thank you for saying Typhoon Lagoon because I couldn't remember.
I know. Remember at Canopy Lake it had one of those? I think you just slide down.
No, I don't remember Canopy Lake very much.
No, not Canopy Lake. Water Country.
Nope, don't. I never went to Water
never
Country.
Went. Water Country's dank.
That's why I never went.
It was so gross.
I might have been poor, but I wasn't that poor.
If it drops out, I don't think I can do it just because it scares the shit out of me.
It's because it's just random. You don't know when it's
like
coming.
That, yeah. But if it's slide down, I might be able to do it. But you can't. I think there's even rules about wearing bikinis and stuff now.
Like you have to have specific ones?
My top will definitely come up, probably. I don't know.
Was he like a one piece? Everyone has to wear a one piece?
I can't imagine they enforce that. I think there's bikinis there. There has to be.
I'm sure everyone wants there to be bikinis there. You don't go to a water park.
Yeah, fuck it. Who cares? People get a glimpse.
That's the reason you go to a water park.
I guess we would have to do like pros and cons of what attractions are in each type
of
lagoon. They also have mini donuts like we had in Madeira Beach. Which
they do?
Amazing, yeah.
That's.
And they have a bucket of sundae, like a sand bucket.
I was not a huge fan of Madeira Beach, but I think
those
about
donuts.
Those donuts every
I know,
day.
That was the best thing about it. But yeah, I'd probably have to compare them if anyone has any suggestions. I think a lot of people like Blizzard Beach more, but I like the theming of Typhoon Lagoon better. Like, I don't like winter.
Yeah, that's why we leave here.
But like at the same time, it's probably fun. They both have lazy rivers. Both have those huge slide things too.
I could sit in a lazy river all day.
The Blizzard Beach has like a ski lift thing.
Do you like a ski lift?
I mean, we've been on one before, but
yeah, Six Flags, Canopy Lake.
All of them. All right, so anyways, let's start this episode, I guess, because we have a lot of videos to do.
Yeah, because this was a long rant.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just like talking about Halloween. I'll probably talk about more next time.
Very travel agent-y.
I might talk about Universal next time, too, just for like the hotel deals and stuff and what's going on with the new stuff. I meant to do that today, but I figured Salem, we've been to like a lot in the past few days, so I just wanted to get it all out now while we remember.
And if someone is coming up,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind hanging out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just let us know and we'll meet you guys there. We have a car, too, so you don't have to bring a car. If people are flying in or...
Well, I mean, we're not picking people up from the airport.
No, absolutely not. Just take an Uber to your hotel and we'll meet you there. But if we want to go somewhere, you know, outside, or if you need to go somewhere to get groceries, whatever, I don't mind that. I mean, obviously, if we don't know you, that's not really cool.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I
our
see
friends,
what you're saying.
I'm saying.
Right. Like, there are certain people.
Yeah. Actually, I don't mind picking up some people from the airport either. It's really not that bad.
And some people, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll let you know if you're one of those people or not. All right, so Universal, we're going to go for the very first Halloween Horror Nights, which was actually called Fright Nights.
I remember Fright Night.
Do you?
Well, I remember seeing commercials for it.
Oh, I didn't even find a commercial for it. I found one for Halloween Horror Nights the next year, which we're going to watch in a second.
But to me, Fright Night sounds familiar.
I know it does. Fright Night started in 1991. And I'll just gonna read off some of the stuff. They have a lot more going on for this one, I think. So there's no celebrity icon. They usually have like an icon every year to host the party.
Like Elvira in Salem this year.
Crypt Keeper.
Oh, the Crypt Keeper. Yeah. He's a puppet.
I love him. We should watch that this month. There we should watch Tales of the Crypt.
There's one Crypt Keeper that I
hate.
I don't know what it was.
Scary.
It was a cartoon, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
This one was a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
And it was a movie, and there was a tree, and it was terrifying, but it wasn't terrifying. Mm. It was kind of sad.
Hmm. We should find that, whatever that
find
is.
It. I gotta find it.
What is that? I don't know. I have no idea.
I watched it like every Halloween, and then it just stopped being around.
All right, let's look it up after. We'll watch the animated Crypt Keeper.
It could be a...
I wonder how many Tales of the Crypt episodes there are. I watched it so much when I was younger.
I think it's a Mandela effect.
It probably doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's going to be disappointing.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Just end it now.
There was only one house open in 1991, the Dungeon of Terror. I don't know what that means.
Couldn't have done the Dungeon of Doom. They had to go the Dungeon of Terror.
There was no scare zones, whatever those are.
Was the Tower of Terror open?
Not in Universal Studios.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
Was that they were just competing? They were like, we have the Dungeon of Terror.
Yeah, Hollywood Studios opened in...
90, right?
I thought it was 89.
89?
Am I wrong? I hate being wrong about dates. I always have them in my head, and then when I record, I forget them.
Dates? Don't worry about dates.
Like, I think... I'm just... Fuck it. I don't care. I think it's 89. May 1st, 89. We'll go with that. Beetlejuice Dead... All right, so the shows, which we're going to watch a few of, we have Beetlejuice Dead in Concert, featuring the Ghostbusters. Feel like that?
That's a weird mashup there.
Oh, we should do that in New York. We should go to the Beetlejuice bar.
It's a weird monster mash.
We should do that.
Yeah, maybe.
When we get there.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me about it.
You know what's sad is we watch Twitch all, just to go off track again. We watch Twitch all the time, and there's a TwitchCon going on October 26th, 27th, 28th in San Jose, California, and I've been dying to go because every single person that we watch role-playing is going to be there.
Yep.
I want to meet them so bad and talk to them in person, and I can't make it.
So here's my thing. Yeah. We're not active in the chat community.
Yeah, I know.
They
won't know us by name.
I want to be more active in the chat community and then go.
I just want to meet them. Some people are coming from overseas to be here, and they're doing a panel on role-playing 101.
Role-playing 101?
Like, all my favorite people are going to be there.
Not even in the bedroom.
I know.
Just on the video game.
Just in the video game world. And explaining what they do. But I think it's just interesting, too, to see there's going to be people live streaming there. There's going to be people that just answer questions about, like, streaming and how to get good on Twitch and how to have people follow you.
So last year, all the panels were live streamed. Everything was live streamed.
I know.
So we can hope.
Right. That's what I was leading to. When we get to New York, we're going to have to check into the hotel. And at 5 p.m., we have to watch this panel go live.
Just live streaming.
Because we're losers. So, like, thank God we'll be somewhere where we're not busy at any point.
Hopefully there isn't a traffic problem or something on the way
up. Oh, God. Try to watch it on the bus. Very important stuff. So, anyways, we're losers.
Off topic,
Beetlejuice. But I want to go to the Beetlejuice bar in New York.
What is that? I don't know what that
is. It's Tim Burton themed. So, there's, like, Edward Scissorhands stuff. There's drinks named after. There's good food.
Batman?
I don't know about Batman. I don't know. I'll show you after. I'll show you like a video of it or something. We'll
Nightmare
decide.
Before Christmas.
Because we should make like reservations if we're going to go there.
Yeah. Does it need reservations?
Probably. Suggested, yeah. It's small. It's like the Tiki Room, basically.
It's like Trader Sam's.
I mean, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
The Tiki Room's big.
I don't know what the fuck the Tiki Room is.
You don't know what the Tiki Room
is? I mean, I know what the Tiki Room is, but not for drinking.
Well, I always get confused. Trader Sam looks like the Enchanted Tiki Room inside. And it has the freaking Aoa in it.
So I'm going to go to a bar. And there's just going to be birds and plants singing.
Yes.
And no beer.
I would drink there. It'd be better than Rainforest Cafe.
I wish they did like an adults-only night.
I know.
Like after 10.
Or, yeah, Enchanted Tiki Room, 10 and after, alcohol only.
No, do it to all of Disney and just kind of shut down the things like that.
So just adults in it, not necessarily drinking.
Right, but also allow the drinking.
Or just have an adults-only date. Was it date night? They used to do it. They used to shut it down. 21 plus, yeah.
God damn it, I could have rented.
Like, it was like 8 p.m. to midnight or something was date night.
They could do literally like...
I just think they can't because people come from all over the world to go to Disney World, and if they have one less night, but that's the same thing as doing the Halloween party.
They could do 10 to 2.
And they could do it on the off seasons too. Like, they could do it in the least busy...
Not only on the off seasons, but they could do it on a night when like Epcot is open later. Right. Or
see, they have done... there was one night, I forget what it was called in Epcot, but... Like, it was closed just to 21 plus. I think Tim said he went to it, maybe. I don't know. Someone did. Milton. I keep getting confused with the Twitch names. Jesus Christ. Someone said that they went to Epcot when it was, like, closed down for, I don't know if it was New Year's or just, like, a random celebration, but it was, like, adults only, and there was, like, lasers everywhere, and there's live concerts in, like, every other venue of the countries. And
I suppose Epcot would be better
amazing.
For it.
Yeah. It looks so cool, but they don't do it anymore. They just don't do stuff like that anymore.
It's like, that would be like a money pit for them.
They just lose out on, like, okay, there's Halloween parties and Christmas parties. There's no other freaking, besides like the whatever special late nights they close the park for people. I forget what that even.
It's only end of the season, too. Disney it's only end of the year. Like, they don't have.
I know. I want them to have, like, the villains party I did. They need to do that again somewhere. That was amazing. Like, that's the best Disney experience
Wasn't that
I've
Halloween,
ever paid
though?
For. No, it wasn't Halloween time.
It was in May. Yeah.
Yeah. So they need to do that again. They need to do a date night of some sort. They need to just add these special Star Wars weekends. They can do special nights for Star Wars. They should do that once the park opens.
Absolutely.
Like, they, none of this early morning magic bullshit anymore. I don't want to pay $70 to go in the park an hour before it opens and then have a shitty continental breakfast.
I wake up at 4 o'clock every morning. I don't want to do it on my vacation.
Exactly. Like, I don't need that. I don't, and it's not that much better than what you wait in two lines that aren't very long. Oh
yeah.
Boy. Whoop-de-doo. To go on a roller coaster that's 30 seconds long. Great. I don't know. They just need to do more stuff like that, but that's besides the volume.
We sound very bitter right now.
I know. So Halloween Horror Nights. All right. So let me list off the rest of the shows. So next we will have Beetlejuice Graveyard Tours, which we're also going to watch, which I'm very excited for. I love Beetlejuice. It's like,
I don't even think I've ever seen the movie.
What?
I remember the cartoon. I used to watch the cartoon all
the
time.
Oh, the cartoon's great too. But okay, well, can you make a list of things we have to watch? Jesus Christ.
No, that's what you do. You make the list.
We're watching Beetlejuice. That is ridiculous.
I don't have a problem watching it.
You've never seen it?
I don't think so.
Where they open their mouths and stuff?
No.
Oh my God. That's sad. I didn't know that.
I can't watch these things because I had younger kids and my parents didn't want to expose them to this.
Hmm. Damn. That. Wow. Okay. I'll watch that soon then because that's a very, very good movie. Okay. Then we have the Pendragons, which were like a wife and husband magician act.
I've heard of them.
You have?
Yeah.
They're also called some other names. So I was trying to find them, but I could only find videos of like them in other places. I couldn't find them at Halloween Horror Nights.
Maybe
I think they were only during.
Maybe I'm thinking
of
an actual wizard.
Oh, you mean Penn and Teller?
No. I know who Penn and Teller are. I can make a quarter disappear.
They had them. I don't even know if these are shows or just, they might just be like live people that were around and doing interactive stuff. They had Leatherface. I forget who Leatherface is.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, okay. We saw that in 3D and it was shitty. Remember?
No, we saw My Bloody Valentine.
Bloody Valentine. Didn't we watch the Chainsaw Massacre too?
No, I've never seen that one either.
I thought we watched the newer one. Maybe I saw it.
I think we watched The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, I know we saw that. Dr. Death. I don't know who that is.
Oh, Steve Williams?
Yeah, him. Who's that?
He was a wrestler.
Dr. Death. I don't think that's him, but okay. The Human Pincushion. I tried looking that up and I just got pictures of a guy who puts pins into his body. That's gross.
Hellraiser?
No. It was like he just puts big, large needles into his body and sticks them in.
Do you think it's a gimmick or do you think?
I don't know. I think these are like sideshow people.
Ah.
You know?
Freaks.
I want to go to that sideshow in Coney Island.
Oh, yes, I do too.
We also have Cobra Woman. I don't know what she does.
I bet she has a split tongue.
Oh, probably.
That's about it.
Dragon Breath.
He breathes fire.
Yeah. Magical Mania Star Shower. I don't know if Magical Mania is one thing and Star Shower is a different thing, probably.
Sounds phenomenal either way, both of them.
Madame Cousel Gypsy Fortune Teller. That's
oh, goddamn
funny,
gypsies.
We just watched Hunchback. Yeah, apparently gypsies are the worst, right?
Well, they certainly are.
Even the innocent people are the worst. You just have to kill them all. That's what I've learned.
I don't know. What was the name of the bad guy in that?
Frollo.
Frollo. Yeah.
Judge Frollo.
That guy had it right.
Yeah, just burn them all. Paul Revere and the Raiders. This what? Is a band. I looked them up and I was like, it's just a band. Like, they played at Epcot too.
They're like, let's just go chill down
Paul
there.
Paul Revere and the Raiders. Maybe I'll put that on for next weekend since we're going to do an Epcot one.
Okay.
Paul Revere and the Raiders. I don't know what the hell that would be about. Like, why are they called?
Why are they the Raiders?
They must be from Boston, right?
Well, the Raiders are from Oakland.
Well, if they're raiding Paul Revere.
Paul Revere did not raid.
Maybe they were all Patriots. Maybe it was Paul Revere and the Raiders that came with him.
They didn't raid.
They plummeted. They
didn't do that.
They plundered and pillaged. And
it should be Paul Revere and the Minutemen.
Oh, I
or,
don't know.
Or Paul Revere and the Regulators. They were the Redcoats.
You have to message the band and ask them.
At this point, it's too late. They've already ruined their careers.
Monster Mardi Gras Costume Contest. You're welcome for not getting that video.
Why?
I'm sure it was boring.
Oh.
Costume contest.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. I don't know why it's Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is in March.
It's probably just tits all over the place.
Maybe.
That's probably why it's not on YouTube.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I guess this is the full name. Prince Dragon Iron Belly.
What?
Prince Dragon Iron Belly. Maybe it's Prince Dragon and Iron Belly.
Maybe it's...
I bet it's Iron Belly is like, you know how Homer takes the cannons into the belly? I bet it's like that. Like he just takes cannons to the belly.
Getting shot?
Yeah. Like takes stuff to the belly.
How do you...
Like Houdini.
How do people figure out that they're good at this stuff? They're like robbing a bank and they get shot in the stomach, like, and he's like, wow.
He's like, Houdini died this way, but I think I can manage. I will be ready every time.
Houdini got sucker punched and it burst his appendix. That's how he died.
That's too bad.
He died on Halloween.
Oh, that's creepy. Isn't there someone that goes to Edgar Allan Poe's site, like gravesite, and puts...
No one knows who it is.
Puts a black rose or something in a bottle of whiskey or something. Wine.
Something like that.
Is it on his birthday?
Probably.
It's not on Halloween then.
No one knows who it is.
Nope. Dr. Frankenstein's Blade Theater. I don't know what that is.
Is the monster involved?
No, it's probably the doctor.
If the monster's not involved, it's not scary.
Why is it a blade theater? It doesn't make any sense.
Because he's cutting things up. He's a chef. It's an Iron Chef show.
Oh, I would love to go watch an Iron Chef.
That'd be sick.
The Human Impaler. I don't know what that means. Does he impale people? Do people impale him?
Is that an intercourse thing?
Maybe. Maybe that's
a sex show.
Position. Yeah. And then the last one's, I don't know if, the Gravedigger's Universal Science Band.
What? Now, Gravedigger is a monster truck.
Maybe the Gravedigger is a one thing and Universal Science Band is a different
because
thing.
Because the Gravedigger is a monster truck.
The Gravediggers, but it's,
what?
It's multiple. The Gravediggers.
The Gravediggers?
Yeah.
Well, the Gravedigger.
I think they probably are also a band.
Yeah, but the Gravedigger is a monster truck.
He's there the was most a famous monster truck in the next one called Robosaurus, but I didn't get the video for that. I have it, but it's for next time.
Robosaurus. Instead of Gravedigger?
Have you seen Robosaurus? He's huge.
He breathes fire. Is he an actual monster truck or is he a dinosaur?
He's a T-Rex, like a metal T-Rex.
Oh, so he's not a monster
truck.
He chomps
cars.
Yeah, that's not a monster truck.
Kind of. He goes to the monster truck rallies.
Yeah, but he's not a monster truck.
He's a monster.
Yes.
Universal Science Band sounds fun.
It kind of sounds generic.
I know. Universal. It's like a, I don't know.
Like water? Universal solvent?
Yeah, Universal Water Band. All right. So the rest, I guess we'll just do multiple episodes on this probably later or maybe this month again. I don't know.
We'll do one every year.
There's more shows in the next year. I mean, not more, but more that I could find. A lot of people didn't bring cameras to these events, so it's like...
You got to take into account that they're thinking...
This is a one-night only.
They're
going to
be getting scared.
Yeah, they don't want to carry around a... And the cameras back then were like 50 pounds, so...
You're not going to carry a camera through a haunted house.
No, exactly. And you're not going to film
it takes you out of it, yeah.
Right.
They're probably not allowed to film it.
That's true. So it was hard to find stuff for this, but I did find a few videos, so... First, we're going to start off with a commercial from 1992 for Halloween Horror Nights, which wasn't Friday Nights, but it's just a Pepsi commercial. Just watch it real quick.
Fucking love
it's only
Pepsi.
30 seconds.
This Halloween, party with your favorite
party
during Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios, Florida.
Oh, look at those jack-o'-lanterns. Right
now, it's just pumpkins.
$16? With this special coupon, you'll find coupon?
What?
For details, visit a Pepsi display.
So if you get a coupon off the Pepsi, it's $16 and buy one, get one free? Oh, it's only 5 days. Wow, that's why I can't find videos. While you can still slash the price. Oh, that is so cheap.
$16. What is it now? $150.
And it's buy one get one half off. Or
Jesus
whatever.
Christ!
Holy shit!
$24.
It's $100 a person now, and it's like over a fucking month and a half. That's crazy.
God damn!
I know. I can't believe that was only in 1991.
Six Flags is more expensive than that right now. Canopy Lake.
Yeah.
Everything around here is more expensive.
Fucking
than
Salem Willows is more expensive.
An escape room anywhere is more expensive than that.
That's two. All right, so I also pulled up a Halloween Horror Nights commercial from last year because Eli Roth, who is a famous director, I actually pulled up his IMDb just so I could read off some of his work. We recently saw one of his movies.
Nosferatu?
No. Oh. The House with the Clock in Its Walls.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was scarier than it should have been.
Yeah, that's what I like. He does a lot of horror movies, so guess what he's done? Cabin Fever.
Oh, that was my go-to movie.
Yeah, for Halloween.
Not for Halloween, but sure.
Just any time.
Yeah.
We're going to watch that for Story of Corey. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, I know.
We have Hostel. I've seen Hostel, I think.
Never seen Hostel.
Grindhouse. He did a fake trailer segment for Thanksgiving. I don't know what that means. So he did a part of Grindhouse, which is, I think, two movies. The Thanksgiving short for Grindhouse. Hostel Part 2, Inglourious Basterds. He did a segment. Stolz der Nation must be a German type thing. What else? None of this stuff I've really heard of. Death Wish. Did we see Death Wish? I don't remember.
Nope. I haven't. Maybe you have.
I don't remember what it was about. That was at the time we had the movie pass, so I don't know why we didn't go see that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's new?
2018, it says.
Oh, shit.
Or did it not come out yet? Because that's this year, so maybe it's not out yet.
Is it Hellfest?
It says after House of the Clock and its Walls. I mean, before, so... I don't know.
Yeah, but
that's
never in the right order.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I don't know. And The House with the Clock and its Walls. And he's, you know, been in a ton of movies, so.
It's a very familiar name.
Eli Roth. Yeah, I can show you a picture of him. You'll know who he is. Let me just show you. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know what
Whatever.
He's been in.
We have to watch Inglourious Basterds.
He looks like
that.
He's been in Arrow.
No, he hasn't. But I'm glad he looks like that. Oh, he suffers from psoriasis too. Great. Okay.
What, now, what's a psoriasis?
Good. That's when you get like rashes all over your skin. Oh. So if anyone wants to hug Eli Roth, think twice.
Is it contagious?
No, it's just
gross. Just it's gross.
I don't think it's contagious. I think it's a genetic thing. So he directed this commercial. It's his first commercial he's ever directed, so I figured we'd watch it.
Was it his last?
Well, it's only 2017. I don't know if he's done any other commercials since
then. Well, there you go.
So yes, I guess so. Ooh, it's creepy. Spooky.
If this
Spoopy.
Was...
Oh, the little girl's from The Shining.
It actually is them, wasn't
Ooh,
it?
Oh, Red Rum.
Red Rum.
Oh, it's the Saw people. Oh, shit. This is cool.
This was last year,
it's
right?
It's a haunted house, but like a party. I don't know what movie that is. Pig Face? Oh,
best
shit.
Nightmares never end. Experience more mazes than ever.
Holy shit. The Shining Saw. The Shining Saw and American Horror Story. That's the one we didn't know. Studios
Halloween Horror Night. That was probably the party.
I like the music in that. That was pretty good.
It was Marilyn Manson, wasn't it?
I don't What's think so. This? Oh, what is that? 15 best what now?
Band commercials?
Band. Oh, B-A-N-N-E-T-E-D.
That's
because
this broad is definitely fingering this broad.
Yeah, fingering her asshole. I want to watch that later.
Finger popping.
Finger popping each other's assholes. There's a bunch of other commercials that were directed by like famous directors for Halloween Horror Nights, so I'm going to look into those and put them on the next one.
One a week? Maybe two.
Maybe. It's almost, I mean, we're in October already, so...
Yeah, I know.
Slim to none
I know.
Time
we're,
left.
We're running out of time.
Hi. Vey.
Oi vey.
Next we have Beetlejuice Dead in Concert at Universal Studios.
Just fucking plowing through.
So this is with Ghostbusters, and guess who plays one of the Ghostbusters?
Dan Aykroyd.
No. I mean in this show.
Bill Murray.
No. It's none of the Ghostbusters. He plays a Ghostbuster.
Jim Carrey.
No, you're never going to guess it. He's the
Then why
black
did you
one.
Ask me to?
I didn't ask you to guess it. I just said, guess who? You didn't have to actually guess.
Oh.
So I guess Wayne Brady worked here at 19 years old, and he was one of the Ghostbusters.
Oh.
He must play Ernie Hudson.
Ernie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that his name?
Isn't it? Or is that his real name, or is that his name in the movie?
I don't think anybody knows.
He's
we'll
the
find
one
out.
That, yeah. All right. So well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to tell if it's Wayne Brady, but I read it on the... It says with Wayne Brady right there. So
oh shit.
It's from 1992. I couldn't find the 91 version. I couldn't find anything from 91 except for like a one video of a live show that we'll watch. Oh, nope. That wasn't even 91. I really couldn't find anything.
Get your shit together, 1991. I know.
So 92 it is, and this was still going.
3:30?
3:30 p.m. on March 12th, 1992. That can't be right
at
all.
It's not even dark yet. Oh, yeah. All right. So maybe this wasn't 1992.
Well, unless they kept it going after Halloween Horror Nights. Like, maybe it was just a show that was going during Halloween Horror Nights, and then they just kept it at Universal. Either way, it's spooky.
Spoopy.
Spoopy. Ready, go. There's really creepy cutouts of Beetlejuice on there. Or whoever that is.
I thought those were people.
They look like they have tall hair.
Ooh-ah.
I don't know what they're saying. B-word. Oh, yeah, you can't say Beetlejuice three times.
Because if you say it three times...
Whoa, he sounds a lot like Michael Keaton. That sounds good. There he is.
Yeah, but no one said it.
Oh, he has a hat on. That's why I couldn't figure out who the fuck those were. Oh, I thought you said gum. Come on, your sneakers.
No, gum.
Yeah, I get it. These are a few of my favorite. Oh, he has a plunger.
Oh.
His makeup's really fucked up.
That's not good.
Yeah. His hair looks terrible.
It's probably part of the hat.
Yeah, true. I don't know this song.
He's done with the plunger.
Yep. He's like Rick, because he burps all the time, too. Rick and Morty.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Music.
Mucus.
Boo. He doesn't sound like Michael Keaton anymore.
No, I think that was a...
Yeah, I think that was recorded.
Yep.
Yeah, he's picking his boogers. Killed himself? Oh, he's dead.
If he's a poltergeist, which is what he is.
This is weird. He's just doing show tunes,
he's not
but
actually
he's saying
dead.
He has head lice and boogers and stuff. This is stupid.
It's going to get better when the Ghostbusters
I know,
go.
I can't wait. It's only 7 minutes, too.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. And Wayne Brady.
Drew Carey.
Oh, it's echoing. Meh.
Shut up. Look at that. Why, that's what you'll say when you hear this incredible collection of musical masterpieces.
Oh, it's just
that's
a musical?
It goes with the most.
Oh, he's selling an album.
Dead in concert.
It's on vinyl.
It's a paid program.
Oh, yeah. It's like a...
zesty lyrics. In no time at all, he's spitting a pea soup with the best of them. It's great at parties.
Pea soup?
Oh, spitting the pea soup with the best of them. That is a Exorcist reference.
Oh, I see. That's a good one.
Yeah, so good.
Now that it is. Now that I get it. Here come the Ghostbusters. Whatever.
I love these stairs. Come on, filmer.
What the fuck? What's he doing? I don't get it.
He's running away because the Ghostbusters are coming. Dun, 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 dun.
Where are they? Ooh, Universal looks better than it did when we went.
Yeah, it's not under construction.
Oh, it's the library in Ghostbusters that we went to, actually, where we stayed by there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, remember the lions?
Yeah, I like those.
Me too. Look at the Ghostbusters. That was in the Haunted Happenings Parade.
Is this the women one?
Nope. Thank God. Are you going to park that car there? I can't see the damn show. Uh-ohs.
That's Wayne.
Oh, yeah, it was. I hope he's going to move that damn car.
Look at those kids are like,
taking a
fuck.
Picture in front of it. I didn't see a ghost.
There's one on your
I ain't afraid
truck.
Of no ghost. Oh, good. She's going to move. That makes sense.
They should move it.
I know. Why are you going to block people's fucking view? JVC. Oh, there we go. Oh my God, Wayne Brady. I can tell it's him. Just looks like he is on
Who's Line. It looks like everyone from Who's Line. The guy
it
over
does.
There.
Oh my God, the guy on the right looks just like the guy on there too. The tall guy.
The guy on the left. The guy on the left looks like Chris Kattan.
No, that's Saturday Night Live, though.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Wayne Brady's shining. That's him at 19. He looks the same.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, but don't crap. It does. It looks like that guy that's not Ryan Stiles, the other tall guy.
Right. The one no one likes.
Why are the Ghostbusters gay? I don't get it.
I think they're just showmen.
Ah. Oh, they whipped Wayne Brady.
Now, does Beetlejuice have some type of magic power that he can control people? Is that what's going on here?
No. I think the Ghostbusters just intruded and went to their library. This is weird. I mean, it's kind of funny. I don't know what this has to do with Ghostbusters.
They're lip-syncing, though. They're
I know,
not
they're not
singing.
Even singing. Oh, dance now. So they're just going to just do dancing. Okay.
How is this anything?
I don't know. I don't know why this is a show.
Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
And Beetlejuice isn't even doing anything.
Maybe we just see guys dance so often now that this isn't funny. Oh no. MC Hammer always danced back then.
Right.
They're doing it right now. I don't get why Beetlejuice has like a bucket on his head. It's like.
It's a top hat.
It doesn't look like a top hat, it looks like a KFC bucket. It's a bucket head. The Museum of Science had a thing where you could read lyrics and sing a tune and it would videotape you, and I did this song, but I didn't know the song, so I just said the words. And I was like, can't touch this.
Did they make it funny?
No, I just talked it. I don't know. I had it on VHS. I can't find it now.
Great show.
Great show, Wayne.
Great show? I thought you said Rachel. Boo. Play the song. It's just like the Ghostbusters we saw the other day where they didn't play the fucking right song.
Well, this might be the song that they play.
This is MJ. There it goes.
That was the end.
I want to watch the Universal's Hollywood Studios backlot tour.
Well, that might have been that might have been like a song that they actually play.
That kid on the bottom looks so familiar.
This guy?
Shark Tank. Oh, well. What did you think of that show? That was kind of crappy. I think we missed a lot of it,
I'm
too,
not going to judge it because I don't think we got to see the whole thing.
Yeah, but I don't know what happened in between. That's okay. We watched it and it was a thing. I like Ghostbusters at least. And I like the stage.
Oh, this looks scary.
Ooh, this is Fright Nights. Oh, I got 1991 finally. Beetlejuice Graveyard Tours Part 1. And I looked for Part 2 and all the comments say, please post Part 2. And this person never posted it. So
you're getting half
a fucking asshole.
Half-assed
Don't
part
write
one.
Part 1 if you're not going to even upload Part 2 right away.
I'm going to start doing that on everything.
Just write Part 1 or Part 2 and people will be looking for Part 1.
Where's Part 1?
Oh, because then they'll never watch it.
Right.
Oh, well, you don't want people to watch your videos?
No, I'm going to do Part 1. You said you were going to do Part 2.
I could do Part 2. That way they never know where Part 1 is, so they can't really watch my video. They're like, I really want to watch this, but I am waiting for Part 1. I don't know where it is.
Just make, like, completely...
Random parts?
Yeah.
1, 5,
name
three.
It all the same thing and just
but
have
I
Part 1,
upload
part
them
two.
At different times. Yeah, Part 1.
Well, I uploaded Part 3, Part 1 coming soon. But what about Part 2?
No, you don't get that. All right, let's watch the Graveyard Tour. I don't know how this is a show.
Oh, this is fucking blurry.
Yeah, this is... dank ass camera. Ooh, look at the haunted house behind. Oh, that's the Beetlejuice house. Wow. Bates Motel, too.
Yeah, I think it's the Bates Motel.
Oh, is that the Bates Motel house? It looks like the Beetlejuice house.
I wouldn't know.
Well, you're going to have to find out. Oh, there's a car.
Who's this motherfucker?
I don't know. Oh, they're pushing a car. Nice job. Oh, the guy's driving the car. Ha ha ha. That's funny because the ladies are pushing it. That's great.
It's because you don't want a woman to drive.
That's true. What? Who is it? Is it the Blues Brothers? It's the Blues Brothers.
It's Michael Keaton.
Dan Aykroyd again.
It is Dan Aykroyd.
All my brother's trying to say is that it's all downhill
Imagine if it was Jim Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
When did Jim Belushi die?
I don't know. Probably around then, right?
Wait, was it Jim Belushi?
Yeah. Or John Belushi.
John Belushi's dead.
Oh. Is Jim the live one?
Yeah, because according to Jim.
Confused. Oh, yeah, you're right. John. That's a good one. Just like the Farley brothers.
Bye, ladies.
I've never seen Blues Brothers either.
Yeah, me neither. That. I'm not a movie guy, I guess.
Is that Norman Bates?
It sure is.
Blues. It sounds like Vince McMahon.
No, it doesn't.
It does a little bit. Not like her. But... No, he sounds like Kyle MacLachlan.
No, that's actually Glenn Howerton playing Norm Bates.
Who's Glenn Howerton?
Dennis.
Oh.
Dennis Reynolds.
I love him. Oh, that's nice.
How is this a graveyard tour?
This is a really elaborate setup for a show, too. They don't do this anymore. There's a whole house and everything. And an actual graveyard in front. And a huge house behind it and a Bates Hotel motel sign.
Wait a minute. Are you nuts?
Nope. Don't upset Norm.
Your mother?
My mother doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to meet her.
This is funny mashup.
It's a weird mashup.
They're sneaking into the room. Yay!
What was that, Smart Alec?
I don't know. What's going on?
Hey, you in there. You want to turn the noise down, huh?
How's this? Is this Beetlejuice?
Come on, man.
Is he in a motel? I don't
He's
know.
He's in motel room number two.
Is he? Why doesn't she have a mic? What the fuck?
I'll bring you some fresh towels, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she invited him into the shower or whatever. The shower's not working.
Needs more towels.
Huh.
Norman. Do you hear me, bat boy? Get rid of her.
Get rid.
A guest.
Is it coming from the house? That's so creepy.
I suppose all those
there she is.
Oh shit.
My garden are your guests too.
Is it an audio animatronic?
Get rid of them, Norman.
Can't really see it.
You send them away
so far away.
It's supposed to be a chair.
How'd they put like a whole house up there? That's insane. They'd never do that now.
Unless it's always there.
I don't think so.
Maybe it was.
Hey, hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm normal.
Norman.
Please excuse
good one.
My mother. She doesn't know that I invited you here.
Oh, that's odd.
He's so good.
Yeah.
It's very gratifying to see so many of you here this evening.
Oh, gratifying.
What?
Mother and I have tried to...
The murder.
Yes.
So we've opened this little cemetery in tour business.
Oh, nice.
And now, let's give a great, big, warm base motel welcome for your tour guide.
Oh, this is cool. Is he going to come out of the grave?
He better.
Yep, he did.
Oh, I wanted him to raise out
I know.
Of it.
Just popped out. Oh, he's so little. That guy looks more like Beetlejuice than
he
the
does,
other guy
yeah.
did. He has
his
like
hair
green
looks
on
much
his
better.
Face. Yeah, he looks moldy. Yeah, it's better. Oh, he sounds like him, too. Messed up his hair. How's that? What? Ew.
This guy's good.
Yeah.
Oh, we got prices
Like puns.
Plus, we got all the services of any 4-star motel. So, check in, shower up, and rest in peace at the base motel. It'll be like sleeping in your mother's arms. Yeah, well,
no one's laughing.
Dead crowd.
Oh, they're in like a stadium seating too. That's pretty nice. They had this whole thing set up.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Why would people just be standing around?
Yeah, that would
around?
Suck. Yeah.
They're here. We call this the old rock and roll graveyard of the SARS. We got
SARS?
Stars.
Moon, Vicious. We even got Morrison. All them rockers
and Morrison. Jesus.
What do you say?
He said they didn't know when to say when.
Yeah, they over.
I know they OD. Jesus Christ. I don't know what he said after that. Oh, Frankenstein. Oh, he's gonna let them out. Oh, it's just loud in there. It's all foggy.
And it's all just one more attractive feature here at the old Bates Motel.
The old Bates Motel.
Mom! Hey, everybody, Mom. Look, it's Mom! The grand old lady herself! Let's give it up for Mother Bates!
That's Norman.
I know.
Oh, okay, what's your...
I've seen, was it Psycho?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman has made the Bates Motel exactly what it is.
Is that a cat?
Nothing but the best for her, guess.
Could be towels.
Oh, I mean, yeah, towels.
Just look at this house.
Oh, yeah.
Soft as a baby's backside, no synthetics. Boy, here, let me get that for you.
Oh, that was a knife. Oh, they have shorts on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're wearing towels.
Oh, towels.
The problem is, we can't hear ourselves thinking there, man. Tell that bum to give the band a break.
Who the fuck is the guy with the music? I don't get it.
I'll take care of this, all right?
Is it Jim Morrison?
Yeah, just leave it to me.
Well, he said Vicious. He said all the dead.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hey, yo, Lawrence Welk. Come on, turn on the bubble machine.
Lawrence Welk?
I don't think that's who it really is.
Who would be blasting music from the Halloween movie?
Hey, Lawrence, you're out of here. If you don't turn it off, get me punk. Hey, you're really starting to tick me off now.
Here comes the big reveal. Oh. Is it Frankenstein?
Who is it?
Nice mask.
Oh, it's Jason, I think.
Yeah.
Is it Jason?
Yeah. Yeah. Nighty-night.
Nighty-night. Does Jason listen to loud music?
Why are the Blues Brothers here?
Right. I don't know. Comedic relief, but isn't Beatles... Oh! Is someone killing Jason? Yep. Did Norman Bates just stab Jason?
No, Norman Bates just ran away.
Oh, that's it? Oh, damn it. We missed, like, most of the fucking... It was just getting started.
Please post part two.
I know. Oh, yeah, that's right. She didn't post fucking part two. What a bitch.
Oh,
God, it was getting good. Did we even see the tour or not really? I saw, like, half of it.
No, there's a full final performance of it.
All right, we'll watch the newer ones. I just wanted to watch an old one just to see if it was different.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to watch it now.
They might not even do the Blues Brothers anymore.
Right, that would make sense.
Yeah, same thing that goes for what we're going to watch next. So there's Bill and Ted's Excellent Halloween Adventure or something, and I couldn't find any. So I think the shows were 92, 96, and at 2000 they started doing it yearly. I couldn't find any of the footage from 92 or 96. So what I have is someone got an interview with Bill and Ted from the actors from 1992 show. So we'll watch that. It's only 5 minutes. And then we'll watch the show I got from 2000, which I guess it changes yearly. They put new pop culture in it.
That would make sense.
So it's cool. Like, yeah. They go through the times of that year or whatever was popular at that time. So I just looked through it, and there's going to be a bunch of stuff that we'll like from, I mean, 2000 was like our, what, prime years of
living.
Yeah, like childhood to adulthood. Like,
that's yeah, there's gonna be a lot of callbacks.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. So we'll just watch the interview with the Bill and Ted actors from 1992 right now.
This guy looks like Zach Morris.
Yeah, he looks like one of the guys from Scrubs, but I can't remember which one. And then the guy behind him looks like kind of like Ted from How I Met Your Mother, but in a creepy way.
Yeah, I was thinking, if you've ever watched The Dark Knight,
mm-hmm.
There's the Joker has a an insane guy that does something for him, and he looks just like this guy.
He's really creepy looking. Maybe he'll not be creepy when he starts talking.
I hope so.
Hello, San Dimas.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? Be excellent to each other.
Poor dog, dude. Yeah,
totally. Since I didn't bring an interviewer with me, you're just going to have to listen to me from behind camera, people, but this is the Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights Bill
and Ted. I don't think so.
How's it going, dude?
Excellent.
So tell me, how do you guys prep for the roles? Did you watch the movies? Did you?
Yeah, I've watched them about 150,000 times.
Oh, that guy looks so creepy.
What are your normal jobs? I mean, you work here Universal
Stupid
normal?
Bill.
Oh, yeah, I'm Bill. I'm based at Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
I give tours all across the studio.
Well,
oh, he does the backlot tour?
most triumphant, but we're hardworking actors here in Orlando.
That guy's also in Ghostbusters show?
Yeah.
So what do you like best about being Bill and Ted?
Everything.
I don't like this.
Yeah. You could be really natural and goofy and stupid.
I get to jump out of a building, too, so that's really cool.
Bill jumps out of a building?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Totally.
Spoilers.
I could probably see it.
Bump my head on that pole right over
right here.
What?
He bumps his head on that pole.
Lots of most heinous evil dudes chases around during this. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and some famous musicians at the end come out, which is really cool.
Definitely.
This is so stupid.
But
I hate them.
Our musical gig is best, of course.
Absolutely.
I hate it because it's...
That we are.
The Bill S. Preston Esquire
and me, Ted Theodore Logan,
are also Wild Stallions!
I hate it because they're like out of character but in character.
You guys got him down pat, I'll tell you. Because
she's asking out of character. Like, it doesn't make sense.
OOC.
Yep.
Gets me right here.
Really, dude. Tell him. The guitars and everything.
What about the guitars?
The guitars that can come out and solo at the end.
That's right. I was saying we've got a big solo number at the end of the show. Y'all gotta come and see us.
Y'all.
Come and see the show, right?
Y'all.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're gonna be videotaping it for our most excellent members across the world who cannot attend.
Excellent.
When?
Huh?
What?
What?
I hear you, babe. Speak up.
Dude, pay attention. Sorry.
You're never going to pass the class at this rate, guys.
No, she's got us on her t-shirt, too. Close up on that t-shirt.
Awesome, dude.
There we go.
Wait a minute. I don't want to...
Oh, it's the animated version.
Yeah.
No, this will be seen by Bill and Ted fans who come to visit our Archives of Excellence in Los Angeles.
Cool. Archives
of
Excellence.
So what would you say to all the people, all the Bill and Ted fans all over the world?
How many are there?
Be excellent to each other.
Yeah. And party on, dudes!
We already said that.
Excellent. Well, thank you, dudes.
Excellent.
We know the two great ones must get back to their most excellent work.
Yeah.
We'll be watching you.
Deep preparation.
Thanks very much. It was a pleasure.
Catch you later, dudes.
Wait. We're only halfway done.
So long,
yeah, what the fuck is this?
Oh, they were taking their lunch?
Couldn't just leave them alone. Oh, they missed the exit. Oh, they're back.
The light's on again.
Chill, dude. Don't worry about it.
They were trying to hit it on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're rock musicians and stars.
How long have you been rehearsing on this show?
A whole month.
Okay. That long?
Yeah.
Pepsi Generation.
Uh-oh, no endorsements.
Pepsi Generation.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Excellent.
What happened to Frosty Slushes? Frosty Slushes.
Those are good too.
Those are excellent.
Well,
excellent.
Who?
What?
Let's go straight. Sugar
some,
Rush
dude.
Come from there. Definitely. You have to watch out, Ted. Strange things have been afoot at the Circle K.
I have just one question for Ted though. Who is Noah's wife?
Oh. It's that strange looking lady. Yeah.
Miss
of Ark, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
They're talking about Noah's Ark.
Oh, yeah.
Joan
Napoleon.
Of Arc.
Napoleon's Noah's wife?
No. He's a short dead dude.
Okay.
Dudes. And Caesar.
No,
Cesar.
Socrates. This is too hard for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't know there was going to be a history test.
Yeah, definitely.
So where are you guys from?
I'm from California.
San Dimas?
San Dimas.
No way.
That's where our P.O. box is, San Dimas.
Well, doesn't mean
it's
where you're from.
Right across the street from the Circle K.
Cool.
Great.
It actually is one.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Are there a lot of babes over there?
Well.
Yeah, you're a babe. But
I'm a babe.
Are there more babes?
There's lots of babes.
Excellent.
There's lots of dudes, too.
Lots of babes, man. No.
You can cider some lyrics, dude.
Well, I don't know what to say, but I just like to tell all the babes in San Dimas that I hope you guys have a great Halloween. And we're having a most excellent adventure here at Universal Studios.
I know.
And if one day I'm going to go over there in San Dimas and give all of you beautiful babes from San Dimas a big kiss.
That was weird.
Something like that. Yeah. Oh, we should go
get a party.
You should stick to the script.
Yes.
We'll be watching.
Don't ask them to improv if they can't. God. It's really weird.
Oh my God. There they go.
Thank God you did that.
Rough.
God, interview number two. No, thank you. Oh,
never.
They're two different people.
Oh, Sting.
Oh, Sting. All right, well, let's watch the fucking show. Maybe they'll be the best they're at their best. So this is the last show of 2000.
Is that Hootie?
Yeah, I think that was.
No, it might not have been.
I don't know. Ooh, it's like a movie. Yay. Bill and Ted's Excellent Halloween Adventure, 2000, the final performance. Oh, you can make it a little louder. I can't really hear it. Oh, look at this guy. He's fabulous. Hey.
Is that the actual guy?
Nice jeans.
Oh,
wow,
nope.
He's so flamboyant. Oh, someone falling behind him. Who's that?
Our dogs are barking.
This must be the pre-show or something. I like his pants.
Watch it.
No. No, no, no.
What is this? Please tell me.
It's Halloween tomorrow night. It's not a board
meeting. What did he say?
Not a board meeting. Someone must be like in a suit.
I'm wearing a suit to a theme park.
It's Halloween Horror Nights, not a board meeting. Yeah, fuck that guy.
I love him.
He's like, ooh, they're wooing me. That's funny. They don't even let him get a freaking word in edgewise.
It can never end then.
Jesus.
A couple of characters from films in the 80s. This star Keanu Reeves.
Did he even say Ted's
girl's
name or whatever?
Oh my God, you know his name?
I was just saying it. Loser! That was when that thing was big, when you put the L on your forehead.
Oh shit, yeah, this was 2000.
Yeah. Oh, he just hit her tits.
Well,
he's gay, so I guess it's okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, this is fun. Oh, man. I can't believe they stopped doing this show.
Kiss it.
Oh.
Really hard.
Ooh, wow. Jesus.
Very provocative.
Sexy.
Just jerk them off while you're at
yeah.
it.
Ready. Oh, wow. Superstar.
Oh, another one.
What?
Another spanking.
Ooh.
This isn't what song Bill
is
and
this?
Ted music. Sounds like Sandstorm by Darude.
It's 2000, man.
That's exactly what it would be.
Is a cast member running? Oh, what the fuck?
It's George Carlin. Oh, no, it's...
Some fat black lady on a... Wait. On a scooter. I don't get it.
From the future.
Why?
You know, where Bill and Ted...
She was in the movie?
They changed the world? I don't think she was.
Uh-huh. What is she eating?
I don't know, the crowd's too loud.
I know. Oh, she's pouring one out for her homies. This must have been a...
Is that
maybe
Tyler
it was
Perry?
A, I know, I was going to say, maybe it was a movie around that time. It looks like Nutty Professor, but this wasn't in the Nutty Professor.
Granny's
house? I've never seen Granny's House, whatever that is. Probably is Tyler Perry. Probably working there. Ew.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why this is funny. Oh, God. that LeVar?
Yep.
Just dancing with Granny.
What does this have to do with anything?
I don't get this. Just start the show already. I don't want to watch a granny dancing and twerking and shit.
This pre-show makes no sense.
I don't get it.
It's Granny's house.
Stupid. Okay, bye, Granny. You damn right. Must be a movie.
Is that anything to do with the show?
No.
Oh, this year's final performance.
Yeah. They stopped it this year, like.
Oh.
Woo! I'm excited. Look how many people are in this crowd.
There's a lot of people there.
Whoever edited this video did not do a good job with volume.
No, the volume's
yeah,
bad.
All over the place.
Oh, is that me?
Oh, those hats? I want a hat.
Check
I mean,
eBay.
I'm watching the show. I should get a hat, right?
Right. Everyone gets one.
If I was there, I can't wait to see Bohemian Rhapsody.
Got our tickets already.
Yep. All right.
All right, let's get the show.
Oh, shit going on. Ooh, spooky. It's so dark in there.
Why is this a horror night?
Oh, shit. Why is it a horror night?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not even a Halloween movie, but I think it's a good show, so. Whoa. Just came out of the dirt. Who's that?
Oh, it's
Steve
Irwin.
Dundee, right?
No, Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
The Crocodile Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is going on here?
What is going on? Why does he have a dummy?
Crikey.
Can you blame me? I've been camouflaged under there for 3 days!
He was with a dead person? I don't get it.
It's a mannequin. A blow-up doll.
Right
with
back,
a red
Jerry.
Head. Jerry?
Terry. That's the name of his wife.
G'day.
Oh, God. That's morbid. Is G'day. She dead?
No.
What
he
the
is.
Fuck?
Wait a minute.
Oh, shit. G'day. Did he die around this time?
Oh, maybe.
Welcome to the show. I've convincingly hidden
up.
My scent by smearing crocodile poop.
No, he must not have been dead at this point, or else they wouldn't have done this.
Is that BJ Novak?
No.
Freak, 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 freak,
freak, freak, freak.
Now!
He's all scratched up.
No, that's crocodile poop.
Oh, I see. Ah, people are going crazy. Jesus Christ.
Because it's the
We've
end.
We've got some really exciting
oh, yeah.
things to show you today. As
today?
We hunt down the mutant, or the mutie, as we call him, down under.
he had another 6 years before he died.
Oh, okay, good. I thought that was more recently.
We've got to be really careful. Because these little beauties are all to their element.
This guy's crazy.
With extreme danger. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Jesus.
There it is
This
again.
Must have been on Halloween night if it was the last one.
It sounds like the mating
oh,
call
yeah,
of
you're
a
right.
30-year-old still living with his parents, pimply-ass virgin, who just had his first beer.
Who? Who would that be?
The crowd.
It's a time-traveling phone booth.
Phone booth.
Time-traveling phone booth.
Who's he referencing, the 30-year-old virgin?
I don't know. Doctor Who?
Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na. They were downtown, too. The Addams Family was meeting in Salem. Oh, Burns!
Yeah, this is Simpsons.
Yeah, I know. That was the Addams Family.
But it was Da-na-na-na. A Simpsons, yeah. Simpsons sound.
Oh. Burns and Smithers.
Just where we needed to be.
This is
Merci
awesome.
Beaucoup, Mr. Burns.
Merci beaucoup.
In a magic country western bar in the middle of nowhere. Actually, sir, it's Universal Studios Escape or Florida or whatever we're called right now.
Escape. Holy shit.
They're just making fun of themselves? This
know.
Must be their
like
last
I
night,
said,
too.
The middle
yeah.
of nowhere. It is here
like I said, the middle of
bring together
nowhere.
All of today's top music superstars and induct their dubious talents into this device.
Oh,
with
it's a BlackBerry.
Small, powerful doohickey, I will abduct all of today's lackluster stars and take over the world. I call it my pocket rocket. Yes, you do, sir.
Yes, you do. Why does Smithers have a weird hat
Once
on?
Downloaded,
I don't know.
I will post them
like
on
a
my
weird
new
beret.
Website, www.kidnapster.com.
Kidnapster. That's
Excellent
when Napster
plan,
was still
sir.
Around.
Yep. Thank you, Aww. My little bootlicker.
Bootlicker.
What's this? My decrepit yet acute ears detect the sounds of our first pop superstars approaching.
This doesn't sound like
Ladies
Burns at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 45 minutes of Burns, I give you...
butt.
Ass.
My ass. Holy shit. He's doing bender. Holy shit. What the hell?
He went all the way down.
He dropped it low.
Well, look who it is. Siegfried and Roy.
It's a woman.
I have better costumes.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Sonny and Cher.
Cher?
What are they doing, the stereotypical gay boy?
I don't know.
That's not them, sir.
Yes, obviously. But then who is this charlatan and her effeminate friend?
Oh, by your inflection, I can tell that you think what you're saying is funny. But no.
She's not funny.
Oh, wait, are they Will and Grace? Is that who they're supposed
to be? Oh, maybe.
Or is that the name of that show?
You're right. Sir. Will and Grace. Yep, absolutely.
She's poking his dick.
You'll never get away with this, you bitter, nasty, decrepit, withering, two-dimensional sugar daddy. Oh.
Oh, they're the side characters of Will and Grace, yeah. You're right.
Yellow man.
Nick Offerman's wife.
Oh, no, Nancy Drew.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's going to stop me?
Oh.
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, shit. Who's that?
Mission Impossible.
Oh. Is that Keanu?
It's Tom Cruise.
Oh, well.
Well, it's supposed to be
Tom
Cruise.
I think it's Ted.
Well, well, well. Look who it is.
He dropped
who
in. That was so scary.
That's IMF agent Ethan Hunt, sir. He also bears a striking resemblance
is Keanu
to Tom
Ethan Hunt? Or is it Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise is the actor who plays Ethan Hunt.
How you doing, Jerry
Maguire? Doesn't look like Tom Cruise at all. He has a haircut like Ted.
Yes. I loved you on Joni Loves Chachi.
That was Scott Baio, sir.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Who the fuck?
He just shot something when he shot up.
They got two different shots of this show. That's awesome.
You must return the...
Oh, Jesus. The chicken fall?
What is that?
It's burning. It's a rubber chicken. Yep.
Yep.
That's funny. What the fuck is going on? His feathers
is
falling.
The strangest show I've ever seen.
I love this show.
You must return the pop stars of today immediately. The teens are beginning to riot and look for alternative sources of music. The sales of Leanne Rimes records are starting to rise.
Oh, okay, that's bad.
Excellent. My plan is beginning to work. Why, with no musical alternative, the youth of America will be forced to return to real music.
No.
My music.
Is he supposed to say something?
Is he supposed to leave? He's, like, backing out of the shot. Oh, he's choking the chicken. He's burning. Bye, Tom Cruise.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, this is great.
What the hell was I talking about?
They broke Tom.
They broke themselves. They're all broken right now.
The mellow sounds of the late 70s,
early 80s.
Early
80s. Lionel Richie.
I wonder if a lot of this is improv, too.
It has to be.
Boo.
And my personal favorite, Sticks.
Sticks. I like Sticks.
No one likes Sticks.
Stop me now.
What's with the gun pointing?
He just keeps shooting it. He keeps pointing it and then not pointing it. What's this? What's happening?
Someone else is coming. The Men in Black, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, fireworks. Oh, fire. What the fuck? Oh. Scooby-Doo! Yay! Oh, shit. Scared me.
Sorry.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Oh, I'm not going to play that one. Oh,
oh,
shit.
Break
dance.
Dance. Scooby-Doo. Here comes Bill and Ted, finally.
Oh, finally. They were in the Doo-mobile?
Yep.
Is that what it's called?
Hey! Shag, dude. No
problem, Scooby fell.
Dude, I totally have the munchies.
It's because Shaggy's a stoner.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He always has Scooby snacks.
Hey, look, it's Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo's drunk.
Hey.
He's got a flask.
I prefer to call
him those
Scooby.
Are snacks.
Scooby snacks.
Doobie.
Scooby-Dooby. Because they're smoking weed. Oh, God, he's humping his leg. What the fuck?
This is weird.
I guess this is 21 plus or 18 plus or whatever, 16 plus.
Oh yeah.
It has to be. Shaggy has seen better days.
Why would you hump Ted?
I don't know.
Don't do it now.
Oh, it's Nelly. I thought they were doing the big chant. What the fuck? Why were they just singing Nelly? I don't get it. Oh, because he smokes.
Yeah, but that's not the kind of music that Bill and Ted would listen to.
Who passed out? Daphne.
Fred and Daphne.
Oh, they're banging.
Yep.
The vans are rocking. Wow, this is a really adult show. I like it.
Hey, Velma. Too bad Ellen's not here.
Who's Ellen?
Ellen. Ellen DeGeneres.
Hey, guys. Oh. Thanks for the ride. Okay. Thanks for everything. And hey, thanks for the Cuban stash.
Yeah. Cigars. Oh, Scooby's out of here.
Zoinks! Like, Scoob, wait for me. I know this place is haunted.
Wait. Haunted. Someone said boo?
Boo?
Dude, you're
that
busted.
The van is still rocking.
Scared my
dog. Smithers, who are these select odd carbon blobs?
Oh, yes, dude. Uncle S. Preston, Esquire!
I think it's the same ones.
And I'm Ted, Theodore Logan!
It doesn't make sense that Ted's middle name is Theodore, or is it nicknamed Ted? Shouldn't it be Theodore Ted Logan? Unless his name would be Ted Logan. Theodore Logan.
Yeah.
Or Ted Theodore, that's the same name. He's playing with Burns' hand, so he's like it's like a chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
The two teens we stole the time-traveling communications device from, sir.
Oh, they stole it.
You
totally stole our phone booth.
Totally.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
I needed to carry out my devious plan. Today's music is like the home of the dung beetle.
It's true.
Crap.
That's why they keep playing the good music.
What?
What? The poop.
The back door boys.
Oh.
Okay. Why is the Ethan guy still there? 98 disease.
And the foulest of them all, Instinct.
Yay, Instinct.
The back door boys was
the
back
most door boys. I couldn't even figure out who he's talking about
Justin
at first.
Justin Timberlake certainly is scrumptious.
Whoa.
What?
Smithers.
Is this?
Try not to soil and look,
someone's humping the bar in the background.
And she's smacking his ass.
I see.
You see, my distinguished colleague Ted and I are using that booth to finish off our senior report on popular music. And if we don't finish that report...
Like how everyone's just doing stuff in the background. They never leave the scene. Ethan's just walking around with a gun.
And pointing it at things.
I know.
Most egregiously bogus.
We have to see Bill and Ted's bogus journey. Too.
Right.
Don't
let me inconvenience you any further. In fact, let me end your suffering right now.
This movie.
Smithers? Yes.
Well, not this
Get
movie.
Rid of them. Right away, sir.
I like the writers on this. Like they're really good.
I don't think there's writing anymore right now.
And not even, wait. Yeah, I think this is
just do whatever you want it to do.
Who's that?
Wayne Brady?
Shaq?
Hey, Charlie's Angels.
Oh, Charlie's Angels. This is old stuff.
18 years ago.
No, it's the perfect Charlie's Angels was way before that.
Yeah, but the movie had just come out.
Is that Batman? Storm?
Camel Toe.
Oh, shit. Right. Jesus Christ. Camel Toe. Oh, there's a noose over there. Oh, shit. Who's on the bike? Who the fuck is that?
Roxy, baby.
Wolverine.
What's up?
Oh, Wolverine.
The Storm was an X-Men.
Wolverine Berserk style. Snickety Snick.
Snickety Snick.
The X-Men.
When his claws come out in the comics, that's what it says.
Oh, really?
Snick. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Easy, Mary.
Mary?
I'm afraid I have no alternative but to attack you. Smithers, I have him subdued. Activate my pocket rocket.
You got it, sugar.
Pocket rocket?
Ted broke.
I know, he's like crapping up. Oh, chef shot everyone.
What is going on?
I don't know. They're
what
taking
is this?
Phone booth.
Riff-raff.
Check out Tom Cruise's butt. Yummy.
Wow. Oh. Smoke's still going off.
Whoa, I haven't felt like that since we last went to Cyber Zone.
Cyber Zone. Maybe like, wasn't it
what just happened
computer
anyway,
cafes
dude, funny.
Type thing?
Yeah, me too.
No
way, they totally stole the phone booth again. I think it's right there, dude.
It is right there.
Where?
It's like back there.
Oh.
That means like asshole. He can just keep pointing his gun at people. He's hiding it. I think it's right there.
Now what are we gonna do?
I say we bring those baddies back here and give them a good smack on the
Wolverine's
ass.
Wolverine's gay too? That was the video.
Fabulous.
Is that Wolverine?
It's supposed to be.
I don't get it. I called him
What's
Mary, so...
I think he's with the Pillage People.
Oh, I think the actor might be.
Oh. Is that Storm?
That's Storm, yeah.
Oh, Holly Berry! Who ever told you you could pull off a leather jumpsuit?
And you are...
I don't like that woman.
Ooh,
Storm?
Watch out.
No, the woman that keeps
run.
Trying to crack jokes.
Up high, down low. Shimmy, shimmy.
The hug's going on.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah?
I think when that bad guy left, they must have done something to him.
Yeah, Storm, what about your powers?
Hold on to something.
Okay.
Did he hold on to his penis?
No, he's just grabbing onto her, I think.
Oh.
I'm all dried up.
Ew.
Okay,
ew.
So could have told you that.
He's very vulgar.
What about you, dude?
What's that?
A chef.
I see
oh.
White people.
He's crying. Oh, he did a cartwheel out. What the fuck is going on? I see white people. He was the only black one out there.
No, Storm's black.
She should be.
Over,
I don't think
dude.
She is.
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyway, dude, this is bad. When that bad guy left, they must have altered their genetic structure and taken away
Ethan's
the most dominant...
just rolling around.
...traits.
Oh, Wolverine got him.
Oh.
The bum.
It changed him when they left. He's not tough anymore. He's
He's a wimp.
Yeah.
Shaft.
And now they're apparently straight.
Looking out. Oh, okay. Oh, they changed him from
You're
gay.
Just lucky they don't have mics.
Who's up there?
I think they do.
Oh, the Angels? Charlie's Angels?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Charlie's Angels.
I wonder what happened to us.
Yeah, rock check, dude.
Rock check. Oh. Nice. They don't rock anymore.
God damn it.
Please don't make this go on very much longer. Okay, thank you.
Polka! No way!
Oh, this is bad!
Dude, we have got to
get
that bad
guy
back
song.
And regain
our
powers.
Chicken dance song.
He said polka.
That polka?
But, dude!
It's just a withered old man and his little bitch.
Yeah, that's
okay. I should call him back.
Not very Disney.
Back the ambulance animated ass.
It's not Disney
all right,
at all.
Everybody.
Exactly.
Shake your love. I just can't shake your love. Shake your love.
What the hell's
dude,
going on?
Dude, I totally get Debbie Gibson. Help me out.
Oh, they're back.
They called him back with the, running with the devil.
Ooh.
This is where the Halloween comes
I like
in.
He's like, it's actually right here. Did they bring someone? Yep.
Oh, Mystique.
Oh. Art rules.
And Sabretooth.
Who let the dogs
out? Pizza man.
Who's the pizza guy?
Who let the dogs out?
Scooby. Oh, my dog catcher.
Janet Reno.
What
the
fuck?
What is she doing here, dude?
Who's Janet
dude,
Reno?
A Cuban stash.
She's,
like a judge.
No.
I don't know what's going on. There's so many people out there.
It's literally everyone. It's everyone who existed in 2000.
What's that?
Who was
Scream?
That?
Oh, what's that? The Scream guy. What is it? Any funny wrestlers in this or anything?
I know who it is.
It's the dude I did. You all know about that.
The dude I did last summer. The fuck's, oh, Scooby's humping someone else now.
It just keeps humping.
Yep.
Ted.
Oh, Ted again.
I feel so dirty. Hey guys, run!
Run.
Why? Why are we running?
Oh, Mystique and Ethan are dancing. Oh, she's gonna beat everyone up, I guess. And do cartwheels. Oh, Wolverine. Wolverine's a wimp.
They're all wimps.
There he goes, he went through the door. Oh, Charlie's Angels finally came down. Oh. They have a cell phone.
Hello?
Do you like scary movies?
Not again.
Ah, oh, come on, Josie. Answer Josie
and the Pussycats?
Oh, is it?
No. Josie Grossy anymore!
Josie Grossy, oh, Drew Barrymore. From Never Been Kissed.
Yep.
Oh, they honked his nose. They don't look like Charlie's Angels at all.
No.
Why are they wearing leather pants? I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. What? They just keep saying Joseph.
No, they're saying Charlie's Angels. Scooby-Doo right back. And Ethan. There goes.
What the fuck?
Oh god, just kill the scream guy already. Three of you and one of him.
Oh, now they're the Three Stooges.
Oh god. Oh, kicking him in the groin. There you go.
And that's kicking your ass.
What?
That was weird. Okay, get off. Oh!
Oh, that just got sexual real quick. Sexual healing.
Chef. Who's gonna help him? Who the fuck is that?
Granny.
Oh, it's an old woman. No.
Why,
no.
Hello there, stripper man.
Stripper man.
Damn, that's a whole lot of women.
You damn right. Well, you know what? You can't handle this by yourself. I hope you got a friend or a cousin. Because, boy, I'm a two-man one. Well, look at... Rum-a-rum around the corner.
Who's
What's
that?
Going on?
I don't know.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza?
You're going to be my little Caesar.
It's a pizza guy. I don't know
hey,
what he's from, though.
I don't
either.
You
the one they call Billy D.
Billy
no?
D?
Shaft.
Oh.
Okay, that's cool.
That's cool.
That black private dick who be pleasing all the chicks. Well, I think it's about time for us to do your duty. And your duty, too.
She ain't black dick.
And please,
yes.
Holy shit. Oh.
Well, it is my duty.
Who the fuck is that pizza guy? I don't get it. Just
he's wearing
pizza
a jumpsuit.
I know. And an afro.
Smithers, we must create a diversion. Download some new music.
Right away, sir.
Something new.
Instinct. Oh, Brittany. Why is she a cowboy? Oh, good.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
She almost fell.
Well, 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 little Miss Brittany Spears.
Brittany.
Time for a booty call.
Oh.
Internet access. Downloading artist, Lil' Kim.
Oh, battle of the bitches.
There, and there he is again,
the
Ethan
gay
Hunt.
Guy. He took the jacket from Lil' Kim. What the fuck? Why is he wearing their clothes?
I don't know.
He had to clean the stage, maybe.
All right, girls, so what a nice
weird.
Clean cat fight.
Oh, it's like
Penny
a celebrity death match.
Yes. And bitch slapping. Let's get it on. Smithers.
Yes, sir.
They're going to play a Lil' Kim song?
Probably. I mean, they've said plenty. What the fuck just happened?
I don't know. Cut a little bit. Still Lil' Kim. We're watching Smithers and he's doing a DJ thing.
Now I know y'all heard of the females rap. They ain't got nothing on me. Stop!
Oh my god, it's so weird.
It's like provocative. Yeah. To be provocative.
I know. Oh, she's ripped her shirt open.
Yep.
Jesus. It's hot. Burns is happy.
Very excited.
So there's oh, is he hiding?
Maybe. Oh, who's that?
Oh, he ripped her, she ripped her wig off.
Who wants some? Who wants some? Come on.
Why does Britney sound shitty?
Who wants some? Hey, hey, hey. Who wants some of this?
She sounds like a chipmunk.
Yeah.
I want to hear you scream.
Oh, shit.
Sabertooth.
What the fuck's the Irwin's back?
Have a look at this one. He's got himself a hold of a fully developed mouseketeer.
He wanted like this
Don't
with
worry,
his tits
little Brittany.
Too.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
At all. I've convincingly hidden my scent by smearing mutant poop.
Why did they have to finish what he said?
Look at the size of this one. I'm going to take a closer look.
He's going to stick his thumb up his bum.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
No.
I'm not going to hurt you. You're all right. Look at the size of these chompers. They're huge. Go ahead, give everyone a look, see?
Ew.
You see this one right here?
He's laughing.
They call that a cyber tooth. Did you hear that?
I kissed him.
Oh.
He's twirling his hair. They did the roar, even though he's not roaring. He's just pointing.
There, there. That tells Steve-O he's ready to mate.
Steve-O.
It's all right, buddy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I might be in need for you.
Took a bump like a wrestler. Oh, his mic's going out.
There you
look
go.
There's
Fisher wrestler.
Cook.
Oh, shit. Well, look at the sparklers he got.
Pyro.
Oh, he's coming out of the crowd. The Rock
it's
there.
Time to lay the smack it down.
Shut your
on
damn
your
mouth.
Ooh, and
face tonight.
Oh shit.
Boom.
There must
right
be
on top of
Steve over there or something. Is that the X?
No, that's Bill and Ted.
Oh, damn it. I like this. Everyone's beating the shit out of each other. Oh, a chair.
Chair.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, Lil' Kim's beating the shit out of Britney.
Yeah, that's been going back and forth,
oh.
though.
So come and get it. You said what? There must be a trampoline where they're taking all those big hits on the ground.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, that could be why all the...
Oh, elbow.
The people's elbow?
Yeah. Oh, he threw his little wristband.
That's what they do. The elbow drop.
Can you smell?
If you smell... What the Rock is cooking.
Oh, he took the rubber chicken. How'd you find that? What the fuck?
What is this show? It's nothing.
That guy has a rubber ducky float on. I don't know what's happening. I don't know who that is. The dog catcher? I don't...
It's Janet Reno.
Yeah, and that dog catcher. Oh, she got hung, but without the neck thing. I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's an immigrant.
Oh. I don't know.
She hit you in the privates.
Way to go, little duder.
Duder? Oh, he's kissing Britney now. Oh, Daphne wants one too. Oh, they're making
Cody
out now.
Fill the booth.
There you go.
Goddamn.
Oh, who cares? Get out of here.
Oh, who cares?
Who cares? Hi, Britney. Oh, shit. She's doing the Marilyn Monroe of the fog. Whoa. Oh, she held it down. I thought she was showing. Who wants some? That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, why can't that happen every year,
Dad? Oh, God, she's being creepy.
Yeah, she's probably high now.
Oh, Britney's in a people's elbow, too. Hey, Britney.
Think this guy's okay?
I don't know. But wrestling is totally fake.
And so are those.
Oh, Britney.
Haha, Brittany. Brittany.
You know, Brittany. This is pathetic. They pass us over for those guys? What about Frank and Louie's excellent Halloween adventure, huh?
Who?
What the fuck? They're just lizards now.
Oh.
Good shot!
Oh.
Have a look at these beauties.
Oh.
Talking iguanas. I've convincingly hidden my scent by smearing iguana poop. Yeah.
Yes.
These are
that's
the most rare
Perry.
And
that's
exotic
why it was,
forms of iguana.
It was
Would
a
you please put me down.
French.
I'm going to bite you.
Oh, I don't think so, mate. See, I know just how to... Holy cow! He bit me! Whoa! I can't believe a little bitch bit me!
Oh, ow. Jesus, he broke ow. It.
Oh, good thing it's the last night.
I wonder if he meant to do that.
Ow.
Ow.
I guess I've been spanking my lizard a little too hard.
Wow, there's so many. It's all sexual references the whole time.
It's a different time back
right,
then.
Though.
I know. Can't do
this
that.
Little bugger had a terrible bite.
A terrible.
His venom was extremely potent.
In his ass
Buzz
or his
swelling.
Nuts. Oh.
Well, he's got an erection.
Wait, does he really? Because it's swelling. Oh, Daphne and now, whatever are making out now. The lady from Will
now
Grace.
In this situation, I need to find someone to suck the poison out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He needs a blowjob.
Raining man! Hey,
oh.
hey!
Will and Grace guy's gonna do it.
Back off, bitch! Just drag.
Okay.
What in the Jack world?
Off. Excuse me.
Jack
don't try
off.
This at home. Yikes!
Oh. Oh my God. I'm so confused. Oh, he's doing it himself. Okay. And everyone came
and
out
now
to see
here
it.
Is everyone.
Let's get a finale. Crikey.
Drew Carey.
Take care of her, dude.
Where?
Have a look at this
I said Drew Carey.
Oversized mammary glands.
Oh.
Female. Well, this is what we'll do. I'll go over there and stick my head in her mouth. And while I have it distracted, you boys,
yeah.
Take her from behind.
Oh.
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
Look
pumping
out for
something.
Applause, though. They'll rip you to pieces.
Bogus.
Unless you have a better idea.
Boy, I know. Why don't we all form an alliance and fart her off the show?
Hey, good
fart
night,
her
dude.
Off the show?
Is that what he said?
I don't
Mystique.
Know. I think so.
Mystique, total.
Oh, vote her off.
Oh, vote a survivor.
Yep.
Yeah. Mystique.
That's funny. Better than
Storm.
Farting.
Get
Storm. Is he on the ground? What's going on?
Mr. Burns!
He did a flip.
Mr. Burns! Oh, he posed it for himself. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's all right, Missy. You crazy blue bitch.
Blue
that's okay.
Bitch.
Uh-huh.
Are they switching wigs?
Look like it.
Nope, she did.
Excellent.
She's got her powers back. Why?
She didn't have powers?
Good
yeah,
job,
remember
Storm.
She was all dried out?
Oh, yeah. She getting, is she smoking weed?
It is.
Would you please put me down?
Here's a little
oh,
head.
Would you please put me down?
Would you please put me down? Would you please put me down?
That's funny.
Would you please put me down?
Can't do that this time.
Ow.
Ow. Poor iguana. That's funny.
We don't want it to end, people. All right, let's go. You're not alive. We're going to vote you off.
All right. Download it into this device. There's several keys. Here.
Oh, yeah. This is awesome. I wish I was on this show.
I want to see a regular Ooh, show.
Okay, dude.
This is it?
Not a last.
I don't know.
It's old Groucho over there.
Groucho.
All together now. Sit down, asshole.
One person walking around. Sit down, asshole. That was great. He's still walking. Oh no, he's gonna get on stage. That's awesome. Sit down, Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, our director!
Oh, that's the
yeah.
director. That's funny.
That's Like, I knew he was a part of it.
Yeah, it'd be weird if that was a knock guy. Oh, what's happening?
It's the, it's the thing coming back.
Who?
The phone booth.
It's the Spanish guy again?
What is this, Julio?
Oh, yeah, Enrique Iglesias. Is that Enrique with the tuba on this? I don't get it. Who's that?
Oh, it's Janet Reno. She's going to deport him.
Oh, I see.
Oh, nope, she's going to import
him. Seduce him. Oh, Jesus. Oh, the dance to this. She's holding him like a girl. That's funny.
I mean, Janet Reno's played by a gentleman.
Yeah, I know. Bailamos. I like this. Oh, they're doing Britney's dance. Oh, Britney's on him. Oh, oh, Jesus. They're grinding.
Yep.
Oh, is that Lil' Kim?
They've got real personal in this.
The whirlwind's back. Oh, he got naked. Oh, God. Holy shit, he got naked.
He's got a lizard on his pants.
That is weird. He's a stripper now? Baby ain't nothing but mammal, so let's do it like they do on
the crocodile.
Oh my god. That's crazy. This is funny. The guy, the saber tooth has a chicken in his mouth. It's rubber chicken. Oh, mystique and scary girl one.
She's naked.
Nothing but mammals, so let's do it like oh. They do on
the Discovery Enrique and Janet.
Yes. May I have your attention, please? Oh, it's the dummy again. I don't know why.
It's Terry.
The scream guy?
Yep. Will the
real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady. That's really creepy. Stand up?
Wait.
Oh shit! Except him.
That would have been crazy.
Does look like him.
Yeah, everyone looked like
oh,
him back then.
Oh, he's dressed like Eminem. Underneath the screen outfit.
Are they all gonna take off their outfits and have
to push Britney? They're doing like the Thriller dance behind them.
Is this the finale?
I think so.
What was the story?
Kill Pop. This is awesome. I like this. What other song can they do? NSYNC? Oh, Backstreet Boys? No, NSYNC. Right?
I don't know. Oh, different camera angle.
Nope.
Here come the Druids.
Oh, what are they eating? Something?
Yeah, Eminem.
It's a sacrifice. It's gonna be May.
Is this really NSYNC?
It's a lot of fog. It's a lot of NSYNC.
In the front.
Space Cowboy. Oh, is it? I can't really tell. There's only two guys.
No, there's more in the smoke.
Oh, oh shit, they are NSYNC. Oh no, that's Steve Irwin. Oh no. Oh yeah, it is NSYNC. Oh, that's Backstreet Boys.
It's just boy bands in general.
This is funny. Do I know this song? Look at Kevin the Fat One has the Superman shirt on.
Who's Joey Fatone?
Yeah, or whatever, Joey Fatone. Kevin, Joey, same fucking person.
Two different bands, right?
Yeah, I'll just mix them. Oh, Ted and Bill are in that one. Oh, now they're all in there. Now they're all dancing. I like Steve Irwin's outfit the best. Just another player in your game, but you... Oh, they really are doing the NSYNC dances. I remember from the videos.
It was hit up. It was hip at the time.
I know. Oh, this is funny. Oh, they both have Superman shirts on. Oh, they're dancing in the aisles. That's so cool. Oh, I like this.
Oh, this is the last song, right?
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, the guy's holding it. Oh, sparks going off in the back. That's awesome. So much to look at. There's people back there,
there's
too.
There's just so much going on.
I know. It's like a dance party. Everyone's up and dancing.
Smoke.
Don't forget down. Jump. Yay.
is it over?
That's funny.
That's all, folks.
Aw, that was so cute. I love that show. Oh my god, I'd be like crying if we saw like the last performance ever. If you saw this for your whole life. Oh, was Burns flipping the camera off?
He sure was.
Oh, big pile. Oh my god, that was amazing. Oh, they got credits for people.
Yeah.
Was it for the video or for this?
It's for this, because it says Eminem Killer and Britney Spears.
I'd love to know who was in this. That's so cool.
Alright, I'm going to end this.
Okay. It's only like 10 seconds more.
It's 30 seconds.
That's funny. That was such a good show. Holy shit.
Wow.
I wish we could go see
that.
That
was a lot
that.
Different than what I was expecting.
Oh god, I would go to Halloween. Oh, look at the tour tram thing came on the set at the end. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
why.
Let's pick them up and leave.
Yeah.
Jesus, that was strange.
I would love to go see that, like the old one. I don't know how the new ones are going to be. I think we can do like a new one every, you know, time
we
want.
Yeah, we'll
do
a different one every year.
Yeah.
Hopefully the last show, so we don't ever know what it's about.
We'll catch up to 2017 pretty quickly. In 7 episodes.
Oh, no, I meant
last
in 17
show for
episodes.
The year. Oh, right, yeah. 17.
And also.
So we get plenty.
No, once a year. Only once a year.
Yeah, well,
every
we
Halloween.
Do. Okay. We'll do that. Unless you want to do 2.
Oh.
No, I no, liked
we'll
it.
See. That was fun.
That was awesome.
There's a lot going on.
I know. I wonder how the newer one's more topical, probably. Like, they probably change it every year.
Well, this was topical at the time.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder what they did for 2017 then.
How do you do something different for 2001 in 2000, you know?
I don't know. It's, yeah, unless they keep it for a couple of years, maybe.
I guess multiple movies come out.
Yeah, that's true.
That was intense. Yeah,
that was
very,
funny.
Very
that was
intense.
Really awesome. I love the sexual. I love how, like,
they did not give a fuck.
Yeah, they could swear and everything. Fucking finally.
The music didn't have the F word in it, though.
That's weird. That doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you even... Maybe they just got the censored ones by accident or something.
They probably did it on purpose. But they probably said, listen, it's the last show. We don't care. Although, I mean, you can still get in trouble for doing all that.
I don't think so. If it's, like, adults only that night, I mean...
Yeah.
You're just telling people ahead of time. I mean, you're already scaring the shit out of people. You might as well swear at them.
I mean, this
I
is...
I really don't think
this
it's for
is to
kids.
Lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Was this the end of the evening?
I don't know. Maybe they did... I think they did at least twice a night, maybe
this
more.
This could have been like very late in the evening.
Yeah, this could. Well, this is the very last show, so it's probably midnight or something.
And then the park probably closed.
Yeah, it's probably already closed. Yeah,
Jesus
that's so
God.
Awesome. I love that. I wish Disney could do adult stuff sometimes.
They don't even do like
even a Trader Sam's when it's like 18 or 21 plus after 8. It's like you still don't swear and stuff. It's not
be,
like adult.
It should be 21 plus all the time because it's a bar.
I know it is stupid that you can.
There's
like,
no food.
Like,
I mean, the only
cares.
Reason people go in there is for the alcohol.
Yeah, that's true, and the atmosphere.
But it's not an atmosphere for kids,
right? I don't know. I wish we could have some adult shit in Disney.
Yeah, there. I mean. Even downtown, not downtown Disney, but Disney Springs could have something.
I know. Pleasure Island was.
There's no reason to go to.
No.
Disney Springs. That was fun.
I loved it.
A lot of fun.
All right, so we'll probably do another Halloween one. I don't know if we'll do 2 more this month or not, but we're definitely doing 1 more. So if anyone has any other suggestions for Halloween stuff, just let us know. And we will... be on Twitter at What's Dis Pod, I think.
Yep.
And we're on Facebook, and you can go on whatsdispodcast.com to get shirts or a quote or whatever the hell else you want to watch. The
or
videos.
Yep.
The videos should be up there. I definitely recommend watching this 2000 show.
That'd be whatsdispodcast.com/watch.
Ah. We were also on Tom Morrow's podcast.
Tom Morrow's Talking Heads.
Talking Heads. And those 3 guys were great. It was fun. We did
a lot of
games.
Fun. A little newlyweds action.
Yep. So check out episode 23 of theirs. Check out all their episodes because, you know, they're fun. They're like us. They swear and they're adult oriented.
And they have fun.
Yeah. They have fun. That's most important. And if anyone wants to either collab or come on the show, just let us know. Reach out.
Yeah, talk to us. We'll have fun.
We're acceptable. I mean, that was the first time we've been on someone else's show pretty much, but...
Yeah.
I mean, we did a collab with Mouse Rants too, but other than that, we haven't had guests on at all.
Yeah, you've been on a lot though.
I have, yes. So, we like to do that though. We're trying to get guests on this show. It's just a fucking, like, technical.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah. Anything else?
Not from me.
All right, so we'll see you guys next time, and have a spoopy Halloween-y month.
Almost midnight. Enough time for one more story before 12.
You're gonna die up there.
After me.
Fruity, huh?
sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
Did you know that a young boy drowned? The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned.
Man, we didn't find any boy.
Then he's still there.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!